AM760. Progressive Talk.
KKZN. Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Big oil under the microscope.
We want to know what's up.
Farewell to a federal agency.
There may not be a FEMA a year from now.
Medicare drug plan woes.
1 in 5 are paying more.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. While Americans' anger grows as they dig deeper to put gas in their tanks, oil company coffers are brimming. We're live with CBS's Dan Ravine. And Dan, what are we expecting to hear today from the biggest of all the oil giants?
ExxonMobil will reveal its corporate profit for the first quarter. A new high is expected, well over last quarter's $11 billion. Republican Senator Charles Grassley tells CBS News his committee will examine the tax returns of the 15 largest oil and gas companies.
Stockholders have to do their job better. These outrageous salaries they're paying some of these executives is just not meeting the common sense test.
Responding for the American Petroleum Institute, lobbyist Rayola Dewar about her employers.
These are multinational companies. They are big, and it is a matter of scale. So when you see these earnings, I think you also have to consider their sales. How much are they earning on every dollar of sales? Even last year, it was a great year. They earned 8.5 cents. The rest of U.S. industry earned 7.7 cents.
She says profits are plowed back into finding more energy. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, these are challenging days for businesses, especially dependent on gasoline like package delivery services. Diana Hatcher of UPS says computers plan routes because every little savings helps.
Try and plan your route so you're only making right turns versus too many left turns, because you spend more time idling when you're going to make a left turn than you do a right turn.
And people are taking a second look at a gasoline-powered alternative when they pick a new set of wheels.
This is John Hartshey in Washington. Diesel passenger vehicles are getting more popular in the U.S. Sales up 31% last year and nearly double from 2000. It could be that they get roughly 30% better fuel economy than gasoline engines.
Diesels make up 4 of the top 10 currently ranked high fuel efficiency vehicles, a list published by the government.
Alan Schaefer at the Diesel Technology Forum says Americans also may be discovering a 21st century diesel isn't the slow, sooty car of the past.
In the wake of Hurricane Katrina, President Bush had glowing words.
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. The FEMA director's working.
But the people were hurting.
We need help down here. We trying out to help down here. Help us, please.
And they wanted answers.
How can the federal government not know? Total devastation.
Well, now, in a report due out today, a Senate panel is recommending the abolition of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Maine Republican Susan Collins chaired the committee.
By almost any measure, FEMA's response to Katrina has to be judged a failure.
And what should replace FEMA? Author Michael Dyson's written a book about the Katrina disaster.
What you have to do is make FEMA a standalone agency that has direct responsibility for natural catastrophe and directly responds to the president.
A new round of violence has rocked Iraq. In Baghdad, the bloodshed has touched the family of a top Iraqi official for a second time. Here's CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier.
One of Iraq's new vice presidents, Tariq al-Hashimi, has lost another member of his family. His sister was gunned down along with her bodyguard in her car outside her home this morning. Hashimi's brother was killed just 2 weeks ago in a similar drive-by shooting.
And 2 Italian troops and a Romanian soldier have been killed in a roadside bombing. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld paid a surprise visit to Iraq yesterday to show support for the new government. And not all Iraqi politicians are happy about it. Some are complaining the trip may do more harm than good. There have been problems from the start with the Medicare prescription drug program, and now apparently there are more. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Chenevy. And Jim, now what?
Well, Nick, the Medicare prescription drug plan is not all it's cracked up to be for at least 1 in 5 who have enrolled. A Kaiser Family Foundation poll found that 19% of enrolled seniors were actually paying more out of pocket for their drugs under the plan. A KRC research poll found 23% spending the same or more. Most of these were low-income people who transferred from state Medicaid programs where they had no co-payments. Reporting live, Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Gathering signatures begins today for a ballot initiative that could adversely affect illegal immigrants. The group Defend Colorado Now aims to deny non-emergency government help to anybody who's unlawfully here in Colorado. It'll take tens of thousands of signatures to get the initiative on the November ballot, an effort that kicks off today outside the state capitol. The stated intent of the proposed constitutional amendment is to stop spending government money on services for illegal immigrants. Over a dozen people hurt in an accident that involved a school bus and a house.
All the kids were screaming like crazy. I mean, it just sounded like a horror movie almost.
Michael DePalma had to get out of the way of the wayward bus after it hit a parked car at Hill Middle School. The yellow DPS bus ended up on the side of a house. 14 kids, the driver of the bus and the driver of the car that the bus hit, were taken to the hospital with various injuries.
None of them are life-threatening, and I think there was somebody in a car that was hit that's probably the most serious injury.
Police Chief Jerry Whitman said the bus driver was so shaken up initially she couldn't tell police exactly what happened. Some of the kids on the bus said she was reaching for something just before the crash. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Looking good to start out the drive south on I-25. Moving along fine as you make your way out of the north end of town. Check and clear on I-70, 225, and 6th Avenue. And if you're off to Boulder, looks like we have a crash now westbound on the turnpike near Federal. Car went through the guardrail there. Around town, the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93 are still pretty quiet, so is South Boulder Road, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline. And
you know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth? Real profit. An active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-440-1673. That's 1-800-440-1673. 1-800-440-1673.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-460-0580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-460-0580. 1-800-460-0580.
Do some call you a health nut? If so, I bet you're concerned about the water you drink. I know your brain is. It's 75% water. So maybe the reason you're not thinking so straight anymore is because of all that dirty water swishing around in your brain. I got a solution for you. Polar Bear Water Distillers. They produce 100% pure water. Unlike bottled water, you can control the source of your health and save money to boot. Give us a call at 303-499-9769 to find out more. Oh yeah, you're having a hard time with that dirty brain of yours. To contact the nice people at Boer Superior Water, call 303-499-9769. And if you're tech savvy, you can find us on the web at the number 4, superiorwater.com. Polar Bear Water Distillers. For those of you who care about pure body and mind, Polar Bear.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed, but we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Stuff? You know who else is coming to town, too? Roseanne Cash and Kris Kristofferson. And I would love to get Kris Kristofferson on this show. And we're still trying to get Neil Young on here. So, Turk, do you think you can go to work on trying to get Kris Kristofferson on here?
It's now officially on my to-do list.
Yeah, maybe we can get him on. And today is Bring Your Children to Work Day, which I see that which was established 14 years ago, and I see that Robin Hart, in the other room, has her daughter with her. I don't have any kids. How come you didn't bring your kids to work this morning, John?
Did I miss the boat? I had no idea. It was National Bring Your Kid to Work Day.
Yeah, it is.
No clue, and I got three of them I could have brought in.
My daughter's like in her 30s, and she doesn't live here, so I don't think she'd want to... And she's been to the radio station before, so I don't think she'd get a big thrill out of it. But how come you didn't bring any of your kids?
Because I didn't know.
Could have brought Madison?
Mine are a little young. Yeah, the 4-year-old would have been okay here, but, you know, the 2- and 1-year-old, definitely not. I don't think I could run this show with infants running around in here.
Ah, come on, why not? Boy, I don't know what's going on with my voice this morning. You know what? I got to tell all of you listening this morning. This morning is a mess. It is a total and complete mess. And if we make it until 10 o'clock this morning, we'll be extremely lucky. Okay? Because you know what? And I hate to say this, and I really do hate to say this, but this show revolves around what's going on in the news. And we take topics that happen in the news, and we discuss those topics. And there are only a couple of topics out there today that are out there worth discussing. I mean, that are really worth talking about. Unless you have something else that you want to talk about, there's virtually nothing out there going on. And it's been a very slow news day, and it was a slow news day yesterday, as pointed out by all the coverage about Tony Snow becoming the president's mouthpiece now as his press secretary after, of course, Tony Snow had said all those terrible things about George W. Bush. But then he takes the job. And the only other thing that's going on in the news, and it continues to keep going on in the news day after day after day after day, in which there doesn't seem to be any simple solution to, and I've talked about it till I'm blue in the face, and I imagine that you've talked about it till I'm blue in the face, or till you're blue in the face, and it's almost you get the feeling of like, okay, you know what, let's just turn the radio station off. I mean, you know what I mean? Because we've got to go ahead and talk about this again today. And I'm talking about illegal immigration. And I can hear you out there going, And the only other thing out there we're talking about is the fact that Iran has until Friday to cut off its nuclear program. And then what is the United States going to do? What are we going to do about it? And the Iranians are threatening us again. That they're going to attack all of our, they're going to attack American citizens worldwide. I mean, here's the story. I'll give it to you. Iran will harm U.S. interests anywhere in the world if America launches an attack, the supreme leader of the country, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said yesterday. Americans should know that if they assault Iran, their interests will be harmed anywhere in the world. That is possible, he was quoted as saying, by a state television announcer. International efforts to persuade Iran to end its uranium enrichment program reach a crunch point this week when UN Security Council deadline for it to stop expires on Friday. That's tomorrow. The U.S. President George W. Bush has said that he wants a diplomatic solution to the crisis, but insists all options are on the table to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. The Iranian president, Mohammad Ahmadinejad, this month claimed the country's nuclear scientists had enriched uranium to the level required for electricity generation. And Iran denies it wants to enrich uranium to weapons grade, but its past concealment of nuclear activities from the International Atomic Energy Agency and Mr. Ahmadinejad's hardline comment on Israel, which he said this week cannot logically continue to live, have triggered Western concerns. Iran is refusing to bow to the U.S. and EU pressure and is stepping up its rhetoric as the Security Council deadline approaches. And what are we going to do about Iran? We can't do a damn thing about them. And it gets back to the fundamental question that has been asked on this program so many times. Don't you hate guys on the radio who say that? Fundamentally ask on this program. I fundamentally ask it on this program. Now that we've talked about what the solution is to Iran, there is no solution. How do we diplomatically work this out? Well, I guess we got to keep the Chinese and the Russians on the same page, and we got to pressure them with sanctions. But bombing them would cause all holy hell to break loose. Now, I wonder how many of you really think that George W. Bush would bomb Iran. I know we're all sour on him. I know we're all cynical about him. I know we all don't trust him. But could he just up and do it? I've asked this question before. We have, you know what? We're stuck in a situation here where we have no good options. We have no good options in Iran. We have no good options in Iraq. We have no good options when it comes to. Boy, you know what? At 6:18, 18 minutes after 6, am I painting a really rosy picture of the United States of America as we know it? I mean, we have no. You know, it seems like we have no options to any of these things. It seems like we just don't. And I'm the last person really to. I mean, my meds are working 100% on schedule here, finally. And I'm the last person to get on the air and be, Mr. Doom and Gloom. But this administration has got us boxed in on so many damn fronts. Now, what's the answer out of all of this stuff? And I want to get into this illegal immigration thing, too, about this movement now to cut off services to illegal immigrants. I mean, there's just, I don't know. Pick up the phone and jump in here if you want to get into this foreign policy discussion about Iran. 303-713-7600. How far do we go with these folks, with the Iranians, in a cat-and-mouse game? How far do we go with them? And what's the absolute farthest we can go? I think the absolute farthest we can go is sanctions and to try to isolate them. I don't think we can do anything else. I think militarily, we just can't pull it off. It just can't be done. I just don't see it. And if you do, please, draw the picture for me. Tell me how you do see it. 619, 19 minutes after 6, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, starting the show off on such a positive level.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
You know, and express what you think we ought to do, because the cutoff date is coming up on Friday. Hey, Rocky's Auto's cutoff date is nowhere near on that matching down incentive. It's going on, as a matter of fact, right now, and will be going on for a little while longer. And this is the idea where you put $1,500 down, and they put $1,500 down, and you've got $3,000 down towards the purchase of a brand-new automobile. And they've got the largest selection of clean late-model cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Every automobile equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And don't forget to ask about Carfax. A lot of dealers will not show you Carfax, or if they do, they charge you for it. And at Rockies, they'll give it to you absolutely free. Tells you everything you need to know about the cars. I said when Mary went and bought hers, she asked Colby out there for Carfax, and he gave it to her, and she was able to look at it, and I looked at it, and we could see the history of the car and exactly how it works. Rocky's Autos, where you can check them out online at rockiesautos.com. Make sure you put the S in there. See their inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, look at their TV commercials, and also, you know, just get to know them. Read their business philosophy. RockiesAutos.com is where you can log on. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., open an extra hour now in their summertime hours. So drop on by and see them. And ask my friends Tom and Marv at the Alshire Brothers, or Spanky, or Gerard Menard, or Colby, or any of the fine folks working at Rocky's Autos. Rocky's Autos, it's the best place to buy a car to get the most bang for your buck along the front range. Mary and I have bought there time and time again, and we've sent our friends. And you know something? I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. Rocky's Autos, you can see them out there, the big sign out there on the corner of 63rd and Federal. They're located at 63rd and Federal. That's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Are you thinking about laser vision correction, but are worried if it will hurt? Is it safe? And how much will it cost? Then call 1-800-NEW-VIEW for a free DVD, Candid Answers About LASIK. It'll show you a live procedure and answer all your questions. The LASIK success rate is better than 99% on a procedure that is arguably safer than wearing contacts. And Dr. Craig Beyer in Boulder has been performing LASIK longer than any other Colorado surgeon. He backs his experience up with a 20/20 or your money back guarantee. And now you can reduce the cost of LASIK by up to 50%. That's right, up to 50% of your LASIK procedure cost will be refunded when you file your rebate claim with the National Rebate Fund 47 months after your procedure. To find out if LASIK is right for you, get your free DVD. And to qualify for this limited time offer, call 1-800-NEW-VIEW and schedule your complimentary consultation and exam. That's 1-800-NEW-VIEW or visit 800newview.com on the web. Terms and conditions for the rebate apply.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're giving away a trip to the Crocodile Bay Lodge in Costa Rica. Details at am760.net.
Yes, let's rock the Casbah. Good morning, 624, 24 minutes after 6, high today, 72. Hey, have you registered to get in on a chance to win that Eco Trip to Costa Rica yet? If you haven't, sign up at am760.net. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. The cutoff date with Iran comes Friday. Then what? What are we going to do then, and what can the Bush administration do? Because there are no good options on the table in dealing with the Iranians, even though the Iranians will not have the bomb for at least, you know, most people say at least a couple of years. So it isn't like it's a threat tomorrow to us. But what are the options here in dealing with them? Let's go to Phyllis in Denver. Phyllis, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get you on there. Come on. There we go. Hi, Phyllis. You're on.
Thank you for taking my call, and
sure.
Good morning. Anyway, you know, years ago, no one said a word. Iraq had developed some nuclear things, and very quietly, Israel just took it out. And then there was not a lot to say about it. I believe that Israel has the very best intelligence in the world. And when they become a real threat, they will act on it. And I think that we've got an idiot in the office. The poor Iranians have got an idiot. And between the two of them, I don't know what to do. But I do know that if we just kept our mouths shut, go about our business, not made a big deal out of this, if there really become a threat and a problem, Israel could have handled it. Israel is armed to the teeth. They're very smart. They've got such good intelligence. They know more than we'll ever know about what goes on in the Middle East. And we could just, you know, help them out. At this point in time, I bet Israel is saying, please, U.S., please don't help us anymore. You know, with you for a friend, we don't need an enemy right now. And so I think that we should just back off. And
so let the Israelis fight a proxy war for us.
Well, no, not that, Jay. I don't mean to not support Israel in that respect. But I just know that they know more than we do. They have a handle on everything in the Middle East. And if it really becomes a threat overnight, they would know about it and then they could tell us. But to stir up this hornet's nest like we've done, and it started with that stupid axis of evil speech that this idiot made, and you go on from there. When you're dealing with somebody that's another goofball like the one that poor Iranians have got leading their government, you walk softly. You watch this person. You don't stir up a hornet's nest. You try to tiptoe around this idiot until you can do something.
Boy,
so you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do understand. I understand what you're saying 100%. You know what just irritates me? I'll tell you what irritates me. And you can't do anything about this, but it really does. And it gets back to what we spent like 2 hours, almost 3 hours yesterday talking about. Damn us and our energy needs.
Uh-huh.
You know, damn us and our energy needs, and now we're stuck. And now we have to, and I'm not trying to make a case to go to war with Iran. I'm not making a case to go to war with Iran
right.
at all. I didn't want to go to war with Iraq. I don't want to go to war with Iran. But it's like we're just bogged down in that whole area, and we're stuck with all that crap going on over there. And they're just, it's just like, please, enough already. And there's no way, there's no way to get out. How do you get out?
Well, there's one thing to do.
How do you get these people to go away?
There's some obvious things to do, and that is to change our energy. You know that.
I know
that,
we've talked about
and,
that,
and we can do that in 5 or 10 years if we really go after
but
it.
But you know something, we don't want to.
But you
why,
know,
why don't we all just be honest and say that we don't want to, or as I said yesterday, we just lack the leadership to get it done. That nobody wants to inspire us to go ahead and do it.
Well, you know, that's when you change your leadership. And this has gotten so bad that I just don't know. I thought, well, if everybody starts flying to Washington, I will just buy myself a little ticket, and this old lady will just go join the group. Because it's I don't know how well we can take 2 more years of this.
I don't either. Thank you, Phyllis. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. Yeah, I'm sitting here at 6:29 this morning. I'm frustrated over this whole Iranian situation. that they sit there and they threaten us, and there's nothing we can do about it. And the deadline is coming up on Friday. You know they're not going to stop. You know they're not going to stop doing what they're doing. Why should they stop doing what they're doing? And then, you know, you can make a really perverse argument. You can make a really, 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 really perverse argument. And you know what that perverse argument is? Who are we to tell them they can't have nuclear weapons? We have them. I've actually gotten emails from people that have said that. That's way out of the box thinking. I mean, that's way out there to think that way. That, well, wait a minute. You know, why are we the policemen of the world? And who's to say who can have and who can't if indeed we've got them? Right? So then we turn around and tell them, well, you can't have them. Now, you know what? What is their natural reaction? Their natural reaction is going to be the following. Even if they don't like their government, and I'm talking about the average Iranian citizen, because their government happens to skew young, there's discontent with the Ayatollahs and the religious leaders in Iran, but you know what that does when another country turns to another country and says, okay, you know what, you can't? It stirs nationalism. Then the public gets upset. What do you mean? Who are you to tell us we can't? Who are you to tell us we can't do something? And then think about this. Who are we to tell them we can't, that they can't? Who are we to tell them that they can't? And what are our options? You know, the Bush administration says all options are on the table. You know something? The Iranians know that not all options are on the table. We couldn't fight a war in Iran if our life depended on it. And we're not going to bomb them. At least I hope we're not going to bomb them. Because ultimately, in the end, what would bombing them solve? And you know, right-wing talk show hosts who love to get on the air and chest beat. Boy, I always go after these people, and I'll tell you, these bunch of, we'll bomb them off the face of the planet, I'll get them all. And they use all these descriptive terms for Arabs, and you've heard many of them, and I'm not going to repeat them on the air. And they swagger around, but you know what? I don't ever see any of them volunteering to go run any of these missions. I don't see them being involved in any of this stuff. They just sit on the radio and go get them, and we'll bomb them off the face of the planet, and, you know, them and they're send them back to the camel age and all this kind of stuff. I don't know. You know, these are not solutions. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And what is it, too, about the... You know what? Let me add this before we go to traffic with Bailey. What is it about the right wing that they're like that, too? Boy, they love that stuff, man. They love to resort to violence, don't they? What is it about them that they like that idea of bombing people and getting into warfare and kicking people around? Really appeals to them. What is that strain of cruelty and Dr. Strangelove type attitude that runs through them? 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. A look at Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. A couple of issues this morning. Westbound C-470 now seeing a little bit of slowing because of this crash off to the left shoulder after Santa Fe. And if you're off to Boulder, crews have just cleared a crash westbound on the turnpike near Federal. I-25 still looking pretty good. A little sluggish now from 104th down to the turnpike. And we're starting to see the usual delays eastbound I-270 between I-76 and Vasquez. Now, around town, things are picking up nicely on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and South Boulder Road are also starting to fill in. Now, on to the forecast. Going to be a nice one today. Sunny, warm, highs in the mid-70s. We're at 46 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With 14 Front Range locations, Pioneer Sand Company offers the largest selection of landscape materials in Colorado. For the location nearest...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month, Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
A home equity account from Wells Fargo is a great way to pay for important things like putting your kids through college or that master bedroom you've been thinking about. Why wait for someday? Ask about a home equity account from Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Millions of women across 64 countries agree on one
and only one
wrinkle fighter.
That's Nivea Visage Q10. As the world's number one selling anti-aging face care line, Nivea Q10 moisturizers both reduce and help prevent the appearance of wrinkles. That's why more women choose Nivea Q10 for younger looking skin. Check your Sunday paper and save up to $5 on Nivea Q10 products. Nivea Visage Q10, the world's number one best selling anti-aging face care line.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, here we go. Rolling across the desert in tanks and Land Rovers, headed to Tehran. We're going to wipe them out. The Bush administration strikes again. I love this song. It reminds me of running on the beaches in Newport Beach, California, naked under the influence of some kind of a drug. With the opposite sex. Yeah, I'm in the mood to end my career this morning. I really am. 6:37, it's 37 minutes past the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. Friday's a cutoff date for the Iranians to stop fooling around with their nuclear program. The 50-member Security Council, however, is thought unlikely to impose sanctions at present, since China, which wields a veto, is unwilling to curtail its economic growth by cutting oil imports to Iran. What good options do we have in dealing with the Iranians, or should we just not deal with them at all? Are we worried about something that we don't need to be worried about? Or is that in itself just an irresponsible statement? And also, what is it about the right wing that they love to bomb everything? That they're totally into that. But they're always talking about killing Arabs and killing Muslims and killing people and nuking them all and letting God sort them out and all that kind of stuff. What is that about them? Is that some chromosome trait? What causes that? All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Glenn in Aurora. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, I just wanted to quickly say I think the road to peace at this point would be to hand over the current administration to the Iraqis and Iran and let them sort them out. Get our peace treaties back, our arms limitations with everybody, and see if we can't help some of these people develop. If they want to develop nuclear power, you know, they should be entitled to have electricity, you know.
Well, I think at one point we did tell them we would help them to, develop peaceful nuclear power. I think the Europeans said that to them, but they rejected it.
Well,
I mean, they want a bomb. Come on, let's be honest. They want a bomb. They want to play in the club. They want a bomb. Do we really have the right? Do we really have the right and the moral authority to tell them that they can't have a bomb?
Probably not. They're a sovereign nation, but at the same time, I mean, you know, peace has got to start somewhere. I mean, it definitely isn't going to happen with this administration. We've already found that out. I mean, they're looking to go after any and everybody they can go after.
Yeah, that whole preemptive strike business of theirs is insane, isn't it?
Totally. Anyway, just thought I'd throw in a couple cents worth.
All right, glad you did, Glenn. Have a good day, man. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-NUKE-TERRAN. Let's go to Bob in Arvada. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm all right, Bob.
Hey, I've been listening to the talk earlier in your conversation. You had a woman on that was talking about we just need to change our leaderships. And it makes me nervous at night thinking about these crazy guys that have preemption as their policy with the finger on the button. And it gets encouraging to me when I read about some of the efforts by some of the states to bring impeachment charges over to the U.S. House because our U.S. Congress and Republicans can't get around to doing it for us. And I'm just wondering if you're going to be talking about that topic anytime soon.
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit yesterday, and we'll talk about it more in the future as it comes up and as more states get into it and more states get involved in it. The trouble is, you know, those are non-binding measures, and they don't really have any binding effect. The only thing that's going to ever get anything going impeachment-wise is going to be that we're just going to have to, you know, try to get control of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and then start in on Bush in November. And I'm kind of hoping Rove going back to testify in front of Fitzgerald again, I'm kind of hoping that maybe it creeps up and catches Rove and maybe works its way up into Cheney's office, and maybe that takes care of Cheney so we don't have to worry about kicking him out.
I think that to answer your question about what we should try to do with Iran is that we need to put pressure on our congresspeople to pass that resolution saying that we will not bomb Iran. And because even though the president may take action on his own, I think that he's constrained to some effect by the Congress, and that we need to be able to figure out a way to get him to talk, get his people to talk, whether it's in secret talks or whatever. But that's what's not happening. There's no communication going on, and it's just brinksmanship and one-upsmanship. And what we're not seeing happen, you know, you put yourself in the shoes of that leader in Iran. He's a younger guy. He does not have the same mindset as some of these older guys that have been around that have that sense of awe about a responsible use of nuclear power. And his main thing is I want to be one of the players on the world stage. And every time we one-upsmanship him, he gets more authority with the mullahs and with his people.
You know, if I put myself in his position, or if I put myself in the position of an Iranian, I'll tell you exactly how I would feel. How dare you point your finger at me and tell me what I can and cannot do?
That's right.
Who are you to tell me what's permissible, what's okay, and what I can and cannot do, and why can you have nuclear weapons and I can't have nuclear weapons, and what makes you more trustworthy than I'm more trustworthy?
Exactly, especially in light of our actions in Iraq. I mean, who's to listen to the United States as a world leader these days when we've failed miserably?
Well, I agree. I mean, I can see, I don't want the Iranians to have the bomb. I don't trust them. I think that the president of Iran is unstable and an extreme ideologue. But I can see the average Iranian's point of view, which I think would be, at least what I've heard on the news, would be a point of pride and nationalism in that you can't tell me or you can't tell us what we can and cannot do.
And look, in light of the visit to India, where we just as much as said, well, fine, welcome to the club. I mean, well, what makes India so special that we can't have it too?
Yeah, you know what? I think that's also a very good point. Bob, thank you, man. Good call.
All right, okay.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. 303-713. Bomb them all and let God sort them out. That's the GOP plan. That's the GOP foreign policy plan. But really, think about this. I mean, if you're sitting in the Tehranian government, if you're in Iran, all right, how about this? I mean, what's your reaction if another country in the world turned to us and said, you know something? You don't have any right to be in Iraq. We don't want you in Iraq. We think what you're doing to the Iraqi people is wrong. You've got 6 months to get out or else. How do you think the majority of Americans would react to somebody saying that? Say if the Russians said it to us or the Chinese. Would we say, well, you got a point, maybe we should leave? Or would we turn around and say, wait a minute, who the hell are you?
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
And entertainment. Fiesta. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for a fiesta at the 19th Annual Cinco de Mayo Festival in Civic Center Park. Saturday and Sunday, May 6th and 7th. Stop by the AM 760 tent and pick up a free bumper sticker. Find all the weekend festivities on AM760.net.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Ebert and Roper proclaim two big thumbs up for the extraordinary United 93. Richard Roper calls it the best movie so far this year. And Roger Ebert says, United 93 left me shaken, moved, and filled with respect. This is a great act of filmmaking. The New Yorker magazine calls it stunning, a tremendous experience. United 93 fully honors what was original and spontaneous and brave in the passengers' refusal to go quietly. Newsweek hails, this is first-rate, visceral filmmaking. And Time Magazine declares United 93 unmissable.
I am on a plane that has been hijacked.
From acclaimed director Paul Greengrass.
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
This is a national emergency.
We're at war with someone.
Comes the extraordinary story of the heroes who saved the nation's capital.
We gotta do something.
We have to go very fast.
Come on, let's go.
United 93 from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters tomorrow.
Where would you like to be? RE/MAX can help you find your perfect place, whether it's across the street or on the other side of the world. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Visit RE/MAX.com today. RE/MAX. Outstanding agents. Outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
Here's a story about a car. When it was new, its price was high as it glimmered on the lot. And then someone bought it with all those extra new car charges, took care of it, and drove it for a while as its price dropped. Now, it's on AutoSmart's lot for thousands less. The end.
Why buy new when you can save thousands on a barely pre-driven vehicle at AutoSmart? Get a low-mileage 05 or 06 model still under factory warranty, plus easy financing and top dollar for your trade-in. Be smart. Buy AutoSmart. Best prices guaranteed.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour. High today, 72. Mostly sunny skies. Sign up for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up to get in the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. You could win. All right, we're talking about Iran, and the cutoff date is tomorrow for the Iranians to quit fooling with their nuclear program. And The Iranians have indicated that they're not going to do that. As a matter of fact, they've threatened the United States, saying they will harm U.S. interests anywhere in the world if America launches an attack. And I'm just on here this morning in this first hour exploring all options. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. And let me go back to the phones here, and we'll go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How's it going?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going today?
Good.
Yeah, I was just trying to, I was thinking about this to myself last couple of days, and I thought, you know, why wouldn't, you know, Iran say or do whatever they wanted to do? I mean, we basically had the president of China walk into the White House and tell the president to get bent. They were going to do whatever they wanted to do, and there was nothing we could do to stop them because we've played political monopoly, and now they're holding all the real estate, and we're in a world of hurt. And we don't have any clout left in the international community as a country, except with our allies, and they're not too happy with us right now either. So the situation is pretty grim.
No, you're right. We burned up most of our clout. We burned up most of our goodwill. We burned up most of our cooperation because this administration insisted on going its own way when it came to Iraq. And you know what? The hell with the rest of the world, and now we're paying for it.
Yeah, it was pretty depressing to see the leader of a communist country come into the White House of this nation and pretty much tell our president what they were going to do, and there was no way that we could convince them or stop them or even get them to really listen to our situation because, you know, our trade deficit with them is so huge.
Yep.
And since they own most of our treasury bills, you know, we're basically letting a communist country call the shots on our country, and, you know, I got a problem with that. I wonder if anybody else does.
Yeah, it bothers me. You know what I found interesting is that President Hu from China goes to see Bill Gates first instead of George W. Bush. What do you make of that?
Yeah, well, I make of that if Bill Gates ran this country, we would probably have a surplus and not a deficit.
Well, you know what? I'm almost starting to think that my dog Coco could run the government better than George W. Bush and that we'd have some kind of a surplus. You're right, though, man. The Chinese have a lot of our debt, and there's just not a whole lot that we can do about it, and they want that oil. And they're going to do what they got to. They're going to do what they have to do to get what they need. And we don't have cooperation. And we're sitting here. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of somebody who you know starts yelling at you about how they're going to beat the crap out of you, and you know they're going to, you know, I'm going to kick your rear and blah 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 and on and on and on. And then you know what? They really aren't going to because they really can't because they're not capable of doing it. And that's kind of the situation we're in because we're hampered and stuck in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do? We can't do anything.
Well, my idea is speaking to your dog, Coco, maybe we should start feeding the president Purina, and maybe he would get a little smarter and wake up.
Yeah, you know what? One can only hope. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
See ya. Oh, man. All right, let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi.
You know, I feel we're such a threat that what do you expect Iran to do? Just sit back and say, come on in, U.S., tell us what you want us to do. I mean, this government is beyond approach. I mean, they are just trying to run the world. I think back, and I think the world was probably better off when the Soviet Union was one country and there was a balance of power. With a president like Bush, I mean, he is so power-hungry and a world dictator. So if I were Iran, I'd say, the hell with you. You threatened us. What do you expect us to do? We're going to develop something to protect ourselves. And based on what you did in Iraq, we don't want the same thing to happen to us.
Yeah, I think...
I mean, are we stopping development of more powerful weapons? Huh. This guy's a joke. I hope we survive two more years.
Well, what you're saying makes absolute sense to me. I mean, I said it earlier. You reverse the situation. I mean, suppose the Chinese or the Russians or, you know, name any other country in the world pointed their finger at us and said, okay, here's the deal. We know you're developing more sophisticated weapons. We want it stopped. We want that stopped. We want you out of Iraq. And we want you to rejoin the world body and we want you to start behaving yourselves. What do you think that the average American would do if they were dictated to? They would get upset.
Right, they would. Yeah, they'd say, yeah, they're telling us what to do. We'll go after them.
Yeah, I mean, they would sit back and say, well, you know what, we really don't like George W. Bush. He's not really a great guy. But on the other hand,
another country telling us what to do.
Yeah, you know what? But on the other hand, we can call our baby ugly, but you can't call our baby ugly. And the hell with
right.
you. And you know what? Bring it on, and we'll kick your rear. Right? I mean, that's
right.
not how we would think.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So.
So we're stuck.
We're stuck. You're right. We're stuck. And you know, I hate to say it, but good luck to Iran. That's
good.
The way I feel.
Good. Good luck to us. You mean?
Yeah. Right.
We're the ones
yeah.
that are going to need it.
Yeah, we'll need it too. Believe me.
All right, Paul.
Oops. See ya.
Thanks, man. Yeah, good call. Good call on his part. Wayne in Pueblo. Wayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. It's Wayne in Pueblo.
Hey, Wayne.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, my dog Peanut might be interested in running along with Coco. I think the two of them would do better than Bush and Cheney.
Yeah, I think we should definitely put them on the ticket this year, don't you think?
Definitely. Hey, you know, you asked before whether... Whether we considered Iran to be a threat, I think the biggest threat is the moron in the White House right now. He's out of control, really, and that's the biggest problem. And I think what we could probably do if we flood Ken Salazar's office with phone calls today. It's worthless to try to call Wayne Dullard because you know that, you know, his head is so far up the GOP leadership that, you know, he won't do anything.
Well, he's an apologist for the administration.
Basically, Wayne Dullard does not represent Colorado in the Senate. He represents the Republican Party in Colorado.
Yeah.
And that's it. That is why he was one of the 10 worst senators.
And, I agree.
Yeah, but what we should probably do is email, phone, just get as many messages in as you can to Ken Salazar. And I know a while back somebody had given the number for the White House. Maybe we should, you know, do the same thing there. Maybe if there is enough of a groundswell of public opinion.
Well, maybe that would stop it. I wonder. Well, see, I think your idea is probably a good one. I mean, I think all of us ought to take 5 minutes today to sit down and send Ken Salazar an email and say, look, you know what? We know that the deadline is tomorrow with the Iranians in the UN, and we urge from the bottom of our hearts and our soul that we not get involved in a military conflict with yet another country in the Middle East, which will only lead to further destabilization, loss of human life, and problems. And please, for God's sakes, do not let this guy in the White House or the people around him pull the trigger.
Exactly. And we only have, 24 hours. So, we've got to get those emails and phone calls going in, folks. I hate to sound like the doomsday kind of thing, but it's now or never, folks.
Yep, we got to let our feelings be known. You're right about that. Wayne, thank you, man. Drive safe.
Okay, you take care.
All right. Yeah, you know, I mean, got to email Salazar. Got to tell him. God, you know, it's disconcerting, if that's the right term. To go to bed every single night in this country and have no earthly idea or any kind of assurance that the person sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue either A, knows what he's doing, or B, won't take us down some really weird course. It's really strange. All right, we're going to find out what's happening with congressional candidate Bill Winter in District 5 coming up here. And we'll talk to him about immigration, which is Tom Tancredo's big issue, and some other things. And then we'll take more of your phone calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
American Championship Fighting presents the Exodus Ring Girl Competition Finals this Saturday night at the Arena, First and Union in Lakewood. The contest begins at 9:30 with drink specials between 9 and 11. Guys, come early for the best seats as Denver's hottest ladies compete to be one of three ring girls at Exodus Return to the Ocho, May 6th at the Denver Coliseum. Ladies will dress to impress, then let it all loose with a bikini round you don't want to miss. The Exodus Ring Girl Competition Finals this Saturday night at the Arena, First and Union, just 6 blocks south of 6th Avenue in Lakewood. It's going to be hot.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
A short time ago is a lot less than the $9 billion Wall Street was expecting. Still, it's sure to fuel more anger at the gas pump, where drivers are paying upwards of $3 a gallon, and station owners say they can't understand what's going on.
Why are they making so much money when everybody else is suffering?
Oil trader Phil Flynn says big oil really isn't the big bad wolf.
As much as we want to get angry at the oil companies for their record profits, their return on dollars invested is not out of line with any other industry in this country.
Live to Washington and CBS's Dan Revie. Dan, how's this playing in Congress?
There's hardly any sympathy for the oil industry. The chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Charles Grassley, is launching an investigation into taxes paid by the 15 largest oil and gas companies. He's concerned they may be dodging taxes. And there are two ideas the Senate doesn't seem likely to pass. Republicans suggest a $100 rebate for most taxpayers, part of an energy bill. And some Democrats propose a tax holiday to cancel for 2 months the federal tax on gasoline. That's 18 cents a gallon, Frank.
And politicians like Senator Susan Collins have been saying it for months.
By almost any measure, FEMA's response to Katrina has to be judged a failure.
Now, a Senate report is saying it. FEMA bungled a job and should be replaced.
Hurricane Katrina exposed a federal emergency management agency that is beyond repair, according to a bipartisan Senate panel. After a seven-month investigation into what went wrong with the government's response, lawmakers concluded FEMA should be scrapped.
CBS's Susan Roberts in Washington. In Baghdad, the sister of an Iraqi vice president has been assassinated the day after he said Sunni insurgents should be crushed. Vice President's brother was killed 2 weeks ago. Still, no verdict in the death penalty trial of admitted 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui. This is supposed to be the fourth day of jury deliberations.
It's getting to the point where both sides have to wonder what's going on in that jury room. One thing is for certain. It takes time to discuss and vote on each of the issues in the verdict form, which is more than 40 pages long. Many observers believe the longer the deliberations go on, the more likely it is that Moussaoui will get life in prison rather than the death penalty. But it's very often a fool's game predicting what juries will do.
CBS's Barry Bagnato in Alexandria, Virginia.
2-1 pitch. Fastball hit in the air to deep.
Barry Bonds is just three home runs shy of Babe Ruth's all-time record after cracking his 711th yesterday. Off the field, though, Bonds is the subject of a grand jury investigation that's about to hear from two key witnesses.
At issue is whether Bonds committed perjury. Stan Conte, who was the head trainer for the San Francisco Giants, and Dr. Arthur Ting, one of Bonds' personal surgeons, are both expected to be asked questions about Bonds' use of steroids.
CBS's Steve Futterman on Wall Street. S&P futures are down 6 points. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
For a limited time, seeing red is taking on a whole new meaning. Because at CompUSA's Red Tag Clearance event, every time you see a red tag, you know you're about to save big. On laptops and desktops, monitors, LCD and plasma TVs, digital cameras, camcorders, and more. Hurry in before May 6th and get unbelievable red tag savings, up to 70% store-wide. It's the Red Tag Clearance.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
And if your name is Eric Blazewicz, there it is. Eric, your name is Eric Blazewicz. And you live in Westminster. You told us you listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk right at this time, Eric. That's why we're calling your name right now, Eric Blazewicz. You have 1 hour to call us and claim a great prize and become eligible to win our grand prize eco trip to Costa Rica. And if your name isn't Eric Blazewicz, you need to know this. It's easy to win. Just go on AM760.net right now. Sign up. Tell us when to call your name on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and every weekday, AM 760 is giving away great prizes, like $500 cash, dinner with me and Ed Schultz, breakfast with me and Al Franken, and $500 worth of gas, and every weekday winner qualifies, of course, for a chance to win the eco trip to Costa Rica. This is our way of saying, hey, thanks for being a part of AM 760 Progressive Talk. Eric Blazewicz, we're waiting for your call. You got like an hour, Eric. Eric Blazewicz of Westminster, and if you know Eric, call him up and tell him we're calling his name here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, let's go talk to somebody who we have on the program from time to time. And this is Bill Winter, who is running in the Congressional District 5 against Tom Tancredo. And, Bill, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Bill. How are you? All right.
Hey, it's six, my friend.
I have five down here.
No, five is Jay Fawcett down in Curtis Emery down in Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay. All right. Six.
No problem.
I stand corrected.
There you go.
Okay. Another big immigration march scheduled to come up on Monday. And also there is a group calling itself Defend Colorado Now, which is pushing for a ballot initiative to restrict non-emergency services to illegal immigrants. And they're going to kick off a petition drive this morning at 11 o'clock at the state capitol. And on Monday, as many as 50,000 could pack the Civic Center Park area, pushing for a guest worker program. Where do you, you know, we know where Tom Tancredo comes down on this. Where do you come down on this?
Well, I'm not sure that we do know where Tom Tancredo comes down on this, because I got to tell you, Jay, the man has no solutions and he offers no serious answers to the problem. You know, I look at this, I love the names that these guys come up with for themselves, Defend Colorado Now. If they'll be honest, and they won't be honest, they'll tell you that their initiative does absolutely nothing, because they can't cut the number of dollars that are spent on anything in this state, because everything is federally mandated. So they're going to put this initiative on the ballot that has absolutely no meaning, and will not cut our budget here in Colorado by even one dime. So, you know, I think a lot of these people are just not honest about what it is they're trying to do. My view on the immigration issue is that we have a very serious problem, and that people like Tom Tancredo are not helping us solve it. They're making it worse. And we need serious people to sit down and work together instead of working against each other to try to find a reasonable solution. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I am in agreement with what Senator Salazar and Senator McCain and Senator Kennedy are trying to do with their bill in the United States Senate, which in my view addresses just about every part of this issue. Now, it's not a perfect solution, but you know what? Perfect's not coming, Jay. It's not a perfect world, and you got to have compromises and do the best you can. Meanwhile, Tom Tancredo's only offer is to say, let's build a wall that even he says won't work. He says it's a symbolic gesture, but it's a powerful symbol. You know what his symbol is going to cost? Projections are $9 billion.
Yeah, that's a lot of symbol money right there, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to be spent on something that even the guy who's most in favor of it says won't work. So, you know, I don't think that's the way to go. Personally, you know, I would like to talk to Tom Tancredo and challenge him on a few other areas. You know, I'd like to challenge him to give back the $28,000 he got from Tom DeLay. I'd like to challenge him to explain his ties to Jack Abramoff. I'd like to challenge him to explain his broken promise on the term limits pledge. I mean, I go on and on, if you want me to.
Keep going. I mean,
I'd like to challenge him to explain why he signed a pledge to destroy public education, or why he was one of only four House members to vote against the Violence Against Women Act, why he was only one of only nine House members to vote against Katrina victims. I'd like to ask him why he's been a rubber stamp for the Bush administration. And, frankly, I'd like to ask him why my friend Karen Meredith lost her only child in Iraq, and what was this so-called noble cause that he died for? Because this guy Tancredo is neck deep in the culture of corruption and cronyism, Jay, and has taken over Washington. And, you know, you look at it from Baghdad to Bourbon Street, we've seen where this culture of corruption is trying to bring America to its knees, and it's got to be stopped.
Does he spend much time even in the district? I know I've asked you this before, but, I mean, is he spend much time there, or is he out pushing his anti-immigration, undocumented worker program?
As far as I can tell, he's rarely here. You know, I'll give you an example. He sent out this thing saying, come to these seminars that I'm going to have, town hall meetings, and I'll explain Medicare Part D to you. Well, we sent people to those. He didn't show up. He sent a staff member. You know, so I'm.
Oh, he wasn't even there.
Didn't even come to him. So as far as I know, he's not even in the district. He's got an RV. He's traveling around to all the presidential primary states. And apparently he's running for president, although he did say maybe he'd run for U.S. Senate instead. The only thing he doesn't seem to be running against is me in the congressional district. And I guess I should point out that he did say he's going to go campaign against John McCain and every other Republican who doesn't agree with him on how to solve the immigration problem. But, you know, it's not just about what he's done wrong, Jay, because I tell you, I keep hearing Democrats say they want a candidate who will fight back, who will show courage, who will stand up for the things we believe in. Well, here I am. Here I am, brother. I mean, I'll stand up to the culture of corruption. I'll fight for health care coverage for every American. I'll fight for equal rights for women and minorities. I will fight for a woman's absolute right to make her own choices about her body, Jay. I'll fight for alternative energy to break our addiction to oil.
I was just going to get to that. Boy, yeah. What's your take on the current squeeze, the gas squeeze? I mean, you're suffering from it just like everybody else is.
Well, my take is that they used to call it back in World War II in Korea war profiteering, to be perfectly honest with you, Jay. And I guess that's a harsh way to put it, but that's the way I look at it. Here's some folks that are taking advantage of the American public at a tough time in our history. And you look at these record profits that they're making, and there's no justification for why they're raising the oil price. The price to produce it hasn't gone up. The price to get it out of the ground hasn't gone up. They've just jacked up the price to increase their profits. And it goes back, you know, to the day when I got a kick out of the last news cycle there, and they talked about Barry Bonds as being investigated for perjury. Well, you know, the oil industry executives sat right in front of Congress and lied. And they admitted they lied. How come they're not being investigated for perjury?
Because they weren't under oath, I don't think. I don't think they ever put them under oath, did they?
Well, but you know what? It's a felony to lie to Congress, even if you're not under oath.
Yeah.
So they should be picking them up. But, you know, I think we need people that are going to stand up and fight. And I'll tell you something else that I'll do, Jay. I'll fight to end the war in Iraq right now and to establish a just and lasting peace that actually makes us more secure. And I guess what I want to know from all the progressives out there is will they stand up and fight with me? Because I keep hearing, let's see somebody with courage. And before I forget, hey, I want to tell you that we've been getting some neat things in to the website and to the campaign, Jay. And I got to tell you, you're doing a heck of a job out there, my friend.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well,
yeah, we got a lady in Brooklyn, New York, who donated $250 because she heard you on Ed Schultz's show. And then we had a lady in Pueblo. Wrote in, sent in a check, and wrote in and said, I heard about you on Jay Marvin's program, and even though I'm not in your district, I support you. So I got to tell you, you're a warrior, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me ask you, as we were talking about this earlier, we were talking about the last hour, how do you see the situation with Iran? I mean, tomorrow is technically the deadline for Iran to quit fooling with its nuclear program. How do you see that? I mean, it seems to me that the administration has us boxed in and there aren't too many options.
Well, they took their eye off the ball. You know, after 9/11, we were on the right track. We were dealing with actual terrorist threats, and if they would have, they were bound and determined to go into Iraq. And in the meantime, they took their eye off the real threats, which were North Korea and Iran. And I heard somebody say something recently that I think strikes to the heart of this. And what they said was, this administration, you know, if in previous administrations you have a toolbox, okay, you have diplomacy, and you have your relationships with other countries, and then ultimately you have force. Well, this administration has taken everything off the table except force, and the only thing they know how to use is force, and I would argue that they don't really know how to use that very well. But they always take diplomacy off the table, and they don't send anybody over to try to work these things out, and they don't try to fix the problems when they're still fixable, and so we wind up with foreign policy direction by crisis. And so now we have another crisis, and it seems to me that what I'm hearing is exactly the same sort of buildup that we heard before the attack on Iraq. And I got to tell you, you know, if they go and they're going to do airstrikes in Iran, the Iranians are not going to have this stuff where it's going to be easy to hit. You know, they're going to have it in hardened bunkers. They're going to have it underground. They're not just going to have it sitting up, I don't know, say in some building where we can drop a smart bomb
right
in the chimney.
Right.
And we're going to have to use the kind of massive force that's going to lead to a lot of people dying, who have nothing to do with it, who are just trying to get through their daily lives. And I think this administration has really dropped the ball. And you know what's tragic is that the Congress, which was supposed to be a co-equal branch of government, is not holding them accountable for anything. For anything. Where are the hearings to ask the president? Where are the hearings calling the vice president and the secretary of state and asking, what did you actually do to try to keep it from getting to this point? You don't see any of that because none of the Republicans will question what George Bush is doing and what Dick Cheney is doing and what Don Rumsfeld is doing. So I think we're in a real tight spot. And I heard the caller earlier talk about we had better all get on the phone to our senators and congressmen and ask them to stand up and tell the administration we don't want another war in the Middle East.
Yeah, don't pull the trigger.
Right, that's not the way that you're going to make us safer. So, you know, you talked yesterday about we're looking for leadership on a national level. I'm going to tell you, Jay, I'll stand up and give it to you. I will stand up and give it to you. I'll stand with Rosa DeLauro, and call for an energy plan. I will stand up with Diana DeGette and work for stem cell research, and I'll stand up with all the rest of our good people from around America, and we'll fight for the things Americans really want and really need. But I need everybody out there to help me out.
All right, give your website.
Well, we're at winterforcongress.com, and I tell you, there's a couple things on there that are kind of cool. Down in Douglas County, we're going to have a really neat dinner with a week from Saturday night. tonight with Laura Schwartz, who is special assistant to Bill Clinton. So you ought to go to our website at winterforcongress.com, and you can see all about that. And thrilled to hear you're going to be down there, Jay, and we'd love to see people come out.
Yeah, Mary and I will be there.
Fantastic. I think it's going to be a great presentation, and I'm going to give a – I've got something prepared that I'm going to make you cry, buddy. I'm going to try my best to make you cry. So I think it's going to be something you don't want to miss. And the other neat thing we have on the website now is a link, a Dirty Money link, which highlights some of my friend Mr. Tancredo's connections to this whole culture of corruption. But, you know, the bottom line is if we can win this race, we can win this race. Now, we need to raise $1.5 million to do it. And I tell you, no matter how big or how small your donation is, it matters and it's important. So, you know, I hope everybody will go there. A lot of information on that at winterforcongress.com and make a donation, you know, make suggestions. And come out to see us down in Douglas County next Saturday.
All right. Bill, good to talk to you, man.
Thanks, Jay.
We'll see you soon.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, you too. There's Bill Winter, and it's a winner for Congress.com, and he's running against Tom Tancredo, and we wish him the best, and we're behind him 100%. It would be nothing better to get Tom Tancredo out of office. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of getting people things, Eric Blazewicz, I can never get Eric's name right. Eric Blazewicz of Westminster, we're looking for you to call, man. Where are you? You told us you listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk around this time. Don't spoil our record. We've had a winner every single morning. Eric, we're looking for you to call in. You got less than an hour now to call in and qualify to get in that drawing for that fabulous ego trip to Costa Rica, plus win a prize. That's Eric Blazewicz of Westminster. We're looking for you, pal. Give us a call here at AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Oh, we're dealing with a couple issues this morning. Sunglar, definitely one of them. A couple accidents working as well. A new one, westbound I-76 just before I-270, so expect jams from 88th on over. In Littleton, westbound C-470, also a bit heavy because of a crash sitting after Santa Fe, and then southbound I-25. It's a slow go from 112th down to the Turnpike, then it opens up just a bit, slowing again at 58th because of a crash off to the shoulder near 20th. Around town, the diagonal, Foothills Parkway and Highway 93 are all loaded up. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road, and the Turnpike. A little sluggish eastbound between Federal and Pecos. On to the forecast, sunny and warm today. Highs in the mid-70s. We're at 46 degrees in Boulder. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With 14 Front Range locations, Pioneer Sand Company offers the largest selection of landscape materials in Colorado. For the location nearest you, visit pioneersand.com. Pioneer Sand offers decorative rock, bark, flagstone, boulders, and much more. Visit them at pioneersand.com.
Are you a first-time homeowner or looking to purchase a home but have bad credit? Looking to refinance or improve your credit score? Are you a homeowner deep in debt and need to get ahead financially? Register now for the Mortgage Makeovers Roadshow, a free seminar, free lunch, and giveaways with mortgage expert Ken Michael, host of the Mortgage Makeover Show. Join Ken Michaels Saturday, May 6th from 9 to 2 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Denver. Register online at mortgagemakeovers.net or call 877-299-DEBT. That's 877-299-DEBT or at mortgagemakeovers.net.
Right now, at Joseph A. Bank, it's our biggest anniversary sale ever. All Trio suits and Poplin suits, 50% off. Select Business Express suit separates, 50% off. Even select Signature suits, regularly $6.95, now $2.99. That's more than 50% off. Plus, sport coats, blazers, and all Signature dress pants, 50% off. How about a huge selection of our famous dress shirts and cotton twill pants, 50% off. Plus, an extra bonus, cashmere sweaters, regularly $2.75, now $82.50. That's cashmere sweaters, 70% off. The Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, and more, 50% off. Now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
Ebert and Roper proclaim two big thumbs up for the extraordinary United 93. Richard Roper calls it the best movie so far this year. And Roger Ebert says, United 93 left me shaken, moved, and filled with respect. This is a great act of filmmaking. The New Yorker magazine calls it stunning, a tremendous experience. United 93 fully honors what was original and spontaneous and brave in the passengers' refusal to go quietly. Newsweek hails, this is first-rate, visceral filmmaking. and Time magazine declares United 93 unmissable.
I am on a plane that has been hijacked.
From acclaimed director Paul Greengrass.
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
This is a national emergency.
We're at war with someone.
Comes the extraordinary story of the heroes who saved the nation's capital.
We gotta do something.
We have to go very fast.
Oh, come on. Let's go.
United 93 from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters tomorrow.
With gas prices going through the roof, alternatives are being discussed.
He goes out and he buys a Ford F-250 truck.
And he converts the engine so it will take straight vegetable oil, waste vegetable oil.
He is in studio with us here.
How's the engine run on this stuff?
Quieter, cleaner, and it smells like either sushi or fine Italian food.
Ed Schultz.
I don't think I could drive that. I'd be 250 more pounds.
On AM 760. Progressive. Of talk.
Well, James Taylor,
way down much here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool. Run your stage.
Can we just play the whole song?
Lose your load.
Since it's that kind of a morning.
Behind, baby James.
Oh, Mexico.
Twenty-four minutes
after 7, high today 72, partly sunny. How many people are so angry in Mexico over the immigrant problem that they're not going this year and they're not going on their vacation ever again? And then how many of us are like me? I'll go at the drop of a hat. Matter of fact, you know, the Cinco de Mayo celebration is coming up. I'm thinking about going to that. Why not? I think AM 760 Progressive Talk is going to have a little booth there. I might go down there and hang out. Listen, Eric Blazewicz of Westminster, we're still looking for you, man. You got less than an hour to call in and claim your prize and be eligible to get in the drawing for that eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge. So, Eric Blazewicz, we're looking for you. But wouldn't it be a bummer if he doesn't call in? This would be the first morning, and I don't know how long, where we didn't have a winner, but we still got time. We got about 35 minutes, maybe a little less. So, Eric, or if you know Eric, get a hold of him. Blazewicz. Eric Blazewicz. Blazewicz. Eric, you know who you are. You're in Westminster. You say you listen to AM 760 Progressive Talk at this time. Call in now. Because, boy, there's one thing I love is I love to have a winner. I just look forward to it every single day, getting a winner here. All right, there's a group calling itself Defend Colorado Now. It's pushing for a ballot initiative to restrict non-emergency services to illegal immigrants. They're going to kick off a petition drive this morning at 11 o'clock at the Capitol on the Capitol. And on Monday, as many as 50,000 could pack Civic Center Park, pushing for a guest worker program. A work walkout is scheduled for May the 1st, the National Day of Action. Many businesses say they will have to close because of the lack of workers. Is any of this, in any way, shape, or form, going to solve any of the illegal immigrant problems or the undocumented worker problems that we have in this country? And I know, we've talked about this now. How long has this whole thing been going on? Close to a month? We've been talking about it. And it was pretty heated and it was pretty interesting in the first couple of weeks. And now it's getting to the point where we're running out of options and answers here. Because well, what is the answer? I mean, I keep giving the same answer over and over again. And I get tired of giving the same answer over and over again about this. And it's one of these things where it's in the news. I don't think we can duck it. And I think we have to confront it. And I think we should talk about it. And I think we should try to, you know, in some way or shape to work our way through. I always sense a high degree of resentment when it comes to this topic, too. That there's this resentment over people coming here. And there's this debate about taking jobs, and there's this debate about Americans. Well, they would take the jobs. I heard it again, and I believe it was from Dana Rohrabacher, who I saw on CNN or somewhere where he snubbed the president last week or earlier this week in Orange County, California. It was earlier this week, and he didn't show up because he doesn't agree with the president's guest worker program idea. And he started ranting and raving about Americans taking jobs and about how they would take jobs if they paid more. And, you know, in the construction industry, yes, I can see that. And we get a ton of calls from people who talk about how it's rough in the construction industry, and it's rough in other industries. But I maintain there's a couple of other things going on here. First of all, there's no discussion about any kind of hiking of the minimum wage. That isn't ever brought up. I heard Ed Rendell, the governor of Pennsylvania, bring it up the other night on MSNBC. He's one of the first guys that I know of that has brought it up besides myself, that, you know what, if you want to entertain this idea that Americans will do jobs if the pay is good, then why don't we have a discussion about raising the minimum wage or about a workable, livable wage in this country? Why is that? Why can't we have that discussion? What's holding that back? And why aren't people like Tom Tancredo and Lou Dobbs and others engaging in this kind of discussion? But yet you don't ever hear anything from them about that. Then the other thing is, what about outsourcing of jobs? Are we worrying so much about people coming here and taking jobs that many of us don't are? You know what? There are a lot of jobs out there you and I are not going to take. We don't want them. Maybe you want them. I don't want them. I don't want to go work in a restaurant and be a busboy. I did that when I was like, 15. I don't want to be a dishwasher. I don't want to work in a hotel. I don't want to do those things. I don't want to work at a fast food restaurant. May I have your order, please? I mean, I don't want to do that. I don't want to go work in an agricultural setting. What? I don't want to go work in an agricultural setting and do backbreaking work in the sun picking vegetables. I don't want to do those things. Maybe we should have a discussion about jobs we don't want to do and about who's going to do them. And do we really need this workforce? So there are all these things out here out on the table. And I am definitely against cutting off emergency services, which this group in Colorado is not for doing. This is all non-emergency. Yeah, I could stand up there at the fast food place and work the microphone. Can I have your order, please?
Can I? What was that again? You wanted two cheese fries and a couple of large atomic sodas to go? And would you like some crispy custard cream with that, please? What? I didn't hear you.
Don't you love that when you go to the drive-in? Yeah, let me have a couple of cheeseburgers, some french fries, and a large Diet Coke.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Could you repeat your order, please?
I said, let me have a couple of cheeseburgers, let me have a Diet Coke, and some french fries!
That was two french fries and one Diet Coke and three cheeseburgers?
No! I mean, it's just like, who wants to do that? I don't want to do it. And and people call up and they've called me here and they've called up and they've said, they're taking jobs Americans will take. Okay, good. You know what? Go out there and do that for a living. Go out there and do that.
Ma'am, would you like to try our Big Boy Deluxe special today? Yeah, it's on sale. All cheese patties. For only $2.95.
It's true. It's true. And then imagine if they raised the wages to those places to where you could to where it actually paid pretty good money. And I brought this up before. Then you drive up to the drive-in window, and you're ready to pay. Thank you. That comes to $42.67 because you can't get like a 39-cent cheeseburger anymore. Man, I don't know. I just what it is? We can't live without them, and then there is this feeling that we can't live with them, and we keep going around and around about this, and nobody seems to be able to hammer anything out. And it's like, man, can we get an answer already? All right, 303-713-7600, and we got two lines open. And nobody I know of favors open borders, by the way, and I certainly don't. All right, 303-713-7600. And maybe you also want to see, we talk about illegal immigrants marching for their rights. What rights are they owed? Well, I think they're owed human rights and civil liberties. I believe that. All right. right, we'll get some traffic now from Bailey, who's very good at working the microphone. And this is our last day together, isn't it?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's our last day.
Yeah, but I'll pop in, you know, every once in a while.
And then you and I are going to go get a job at
the
Crown Burger.
Okay.
You know, haven't you ever thought that to yourself? You know, how bad can that be to sit there all day and say, $2.95? Would you like fries with that?
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
Because they always tell you to sell that stuff up. Have you ever noticed that?
Yep.
They always want you to sell it up. Like, in other words, if the person says, yeah, I'd like an order of fries, would you like us to supersize that?
Mm-hmm.
See, I got all that down.
Would you want something to drink, or how about a dessert?
How about a dessert? Yeah. Yeah, how about a dessert? Would you like one of our special strawberry shortcakes? Oh, Lord. See, I'm practicing for the day when I have to when I get fired from here and have to go do that job.
Well, hopefully that'll never happen.
Well, with my track record, you know, you just never know. All right, what's going on traffic-wise?
Well, we're seeing a busy ride this morning around town. Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, South Boulder Road, they are all crowded. Highway 93 in the diagonal dealing with the usual slow spots. And the Turnpike seeing a slow go eastbound between Federal and Pecos. Now, on the north end of town, south on I-25, still running heavy from 112th down to the Turnpike. Then again, we bunch up at 58th into downtown, and crews are busy with this crash westbound I-76. It's sitting just before I-270, so expect jams from 88th on over. Stop on 225, also looking at brake lights from Parker Road into the Tech Center now. Checking out the forecast, sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. We're at 46 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
With 14 Front Range locations, Pioneer Sand Company offers the largest selection of landscape materials in Colorado. For the location nearest...
American Championship Fighting presents the Exodus Ring Girl Competition Finals this Saturday night at the Arena, First and Union in Lakewood. The contest begins at 9:30 with drink specials between 9 and 11. Guys, come early for the best seats as Denver's hottest ladies compete to be one of three ring girls at Exodus Return to the Ocho, May 6th at the Denver Coliseum. Ladies will dress to impress, then let it all loose with a bikini round you don't want to miss. The Exodus Ring Girl Competition Finals this Saturday night at the Arena, First and Union, just 6 blocks south of 6th Avenue in Lakewood. It's going to be hot.
VH1 Classic presents two of the greatest bands of their era playing nothing but hits. The New Cars and Blondie, together live.
One way or another.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers Blondie and the New Cars. Todd Rundgren, Elliot Easton, Greg Hawks, Kasim Sultan, and Prairie Prince. For the first time in 17 years, the New Cars and Blondie. The event you don't want to miss, May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. Get your tickets on sale right now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 303-830-PIXS or online at HOB.com. Purchase your tickets online and get a free New Cars Blondie digital album through eMusic. Let the good times roll again. May 30th, Coors Amphitheater. The New Cars Road Rage Tour 2006 and Blondie. Produced by House of Blues Concerts.
They have changed since they started using Purina One. Thing is, they've been on Purina One since they've been puppies. So there's really nothing to change, except for the fact that their coats are shiny, their teeth are clean, and their eyes are clear, and they look great, and they're in great health. And if you've heard about this new natural dog food that makes a healthy difference in your dog within 30 days, and you really ought to try it. It's Purina One Natural Blends. See, it's wholesome ingredients like real white meat, chicken, oatmeal, brown rice. It all adds up to a healthy difference that you can see in your dog naturally. Listen to the changes one listener saw when they switched their dog to Purina One Natural Blends. Let's hear from Jean and her dog, Seamus. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to hear from Julie and her dog, Jesse.
The ingredients of the natural blend, you know, the rice and the chicken were just so much better, more a natural. It was kind of shocking to us that we didn't realize the difference. You know, you hear those stories, but you don't really know it until you actually sit down and read the bags. And so we just decided that, you know, this really was a good product. I think it just makes him a happier and healthier dog. We absolutely are going to keep him on it.
It works. It really does work. So call today for more information on Purina One Natural Blends, and you'll receive a coupon for a free 6.5-pound bag along with a Purina One 30-day challenge kit. It's available now, Purina One Natural Blends, in the white bag. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK and get started making a healthy difference in your dog and do it naturally.
Listen this Sunday at 1 p.m. to The Safe Money Show with Troy Hampshire and Troy Cunningham. Learn how to crash-proof your retirement. Protect your investments in the stock market, 401k, and IRAs for the future. Remember to tune in Sunday at 1 p.m. right here.
Check out AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet. Browse through a variety of over 300 low-mileage 05 and 06s under full factory warranty. See their ad in the newspaper or log on to buyautosmart.com. That's buyautosmart.com.
This is Al Frank, and want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
All right, 38 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 72, under partly sunny skies. Before I let you vent your anger about illegal immigration and about how they're coming to get us at 303-713-7600, 303-713-MAN the barricades, let's talk to Eric Blazewicz of Westminster, and we got him. Hey, Eric, hi, are you there? Eric.
Yes, hi, Jay.
Hey, say your last name.
It's Blazewicz.
Blazewicz. Okay, Eric. I'm sorry for slaughtering your last name, but you know what? You have won, and that means that your name now goes into the drawing for that trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay Lodge.
Great.
So congratulations on that, and we're glad you were listening. Where were you this morning when you heard me call your name?
Actually, I was at work. My wife called me.
Oh, that's cool. Well, good for your wife, too. You know what? That's great. All right, let me tell you what else you won. You've won dinner with Ed Schultz and myself. From AM 760 Progressive Talk. So we're going to go out to dinner, and it's going to be a small, intimate group of us, and we'll get to hang out and have a good time. And we look forward to seeing you, and hope you enjoy your prize, and hope you enjoy your time with me and Big Eddie.
Well, thank you.
And do you listen to the station often?
I do, usually in the mornings and sometimes during the afternoons.
Oh, all right. Well, great. Well, thanks, Eric. Really do appreciate you being part of the program. Appreciate you being part of the radio station. Thanks so much for all of your support, and give your wife a hug for us, too.
I will. Thanks.
Okay, good luck, and hope you go to Costa Rica.
Me, too.
Okay, man. Thanks. Bye. All right. There's Eric Blazewicz, and he has won. I got another winner. You just can't beat that, man. You just can't beat it when you win. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We're talking about all the anti-immigration stuff, the march that's planned, and they save Colorado group that's out there getting signatures. And we go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Dave. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Hi, John.
You know what really makes me upset about this issue is that this entire country, all of its people, other than the Indians, if you can actually find one to talk to them about it, are all immigrants. They all came here on a boat. They didn't ask to come here. They came here expecting to find jobs, expecting to find a place to live in the underground and build the subways. And this entire country was founded on immigrants. But yet now people want their country all to themselves. They want to be selfish. They want people living in slop, living where they can't drink the water. Africans that are living with 30,000 people dying a day. Unheard of diseases, losing their eyesight to diseases and calluses inside their eyelids, just unhumane conditions, and we have no help for them. All we want is bigger cars and cheaper gas prices and everything to be our way, and want anybody that doesn't speak English or isn't exactly what we picture as the American out of here. And it just, to me, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't understand why people are so scared. What are they scared of?
They're scared.
What are they scared of? I don't understand. Why? You know what it is, and it's always this feeling like somebody's getting something that you're not. Well, what are undocumented workers? What are they getting? What are illegal immigrants? What are they getting that we're not getting?
They're getting a slightly better place to live because here they're still living in the ghetto, but to them that is an upgrade from their last condition. They're not getting paid 30 cents an hour anymore, so making our sneakers. So that's an upgrade to their condition, and we're upset about that because, you know, if the immigrants come here and we have to pay them $9 or $10 an hour, now our sneakers cost $60, so the corporate America can make more money. And, you know, it's keeping the browner people out of the country. You know, we have a problem with not sharing anything with anybody. And if somebody has or wants to get something that we have, we get very offended and frightened about it. You know, our country has gone to a country that was built on hard work to a country that is now built and run on complete fear and utter nonsense. Fear of gay marriage, fear of diseases that are not even coming to this country. Like all the Fox News just populates just throws fear at the population, and they buy into it. And until we stop buying into this stupid fears and really focus on the real issues, and that we have a dictator slash dynasty right now in our government, somebody who came with their father, our founding fathers would puke on themselves if they realized that, you know, we have a dynasty going and growing in this country right now.
Yeah, man, you know what? You and I are on the same page on a lot of things here. John, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
Okay. Why can't we deal with this rationally? What are we scared of? I'm for one, I'm not scared. I refuse to be scared. You know, I understand the idea of people coming here to seek a better life. Okay, you know what? Rather than be mad at the people who are coming here to seek a better life, rather than take it out on them, why don't we take it out on the people who administer policy, both in Mexico and the United States? And I'm not saying I'm for open borders. You can't have that in a post-9/11 world. But I'm certainly not for going around, you know, running a police state-type atmosphere forcing people into the shadows and screaming and yelling about how, oh, they're taking jobs, when jobs are being outsourced in this country and going overseas, where cheap labor is being brought into this country legally to take jobs. And, I'm just not paranoid about it. And every day I read this stuff in the paper, and every day I see this stuff on the news wire. It's wearing me out. 7:44, 60 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Wearing contacts, and Dr. Craig Beyer in Boulder has been performing LASIK longer than any other Colorado surgeon. He backs his experience up with a 20/20 or your money back guarantee. And now you can reduce the cost of LASIK by up to 50%. That's right, up to 50% of your LASIK procedure cost will be refunded when you file your rebate claim with the National Rebate Fund 47 months after your procedure. To find out if LASIK is right for you, get your free DVD. And to qualify for this limited time offer, call 1-800-NEW View and schedule your complimentary consultation and exam. That's 1-800-NEW-VIEW or visit 800newview.com on the web. Terms and conditions for the rebate apply.
Every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
7:48. It's 14 minutes. Is that 14? Well, I'll make it 48 minutes past the hour. Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, Rocky's Auto's got their matching down incentive going on right now, up to $1,500. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, SUVs in Colorado. So whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it. We're talking Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Plus, great people are working out there. Over 100 people dedicated, you know, to doing the right thing for you. That's right, helping you out and making sure that you get into the kind of car you want. This is the best place to get the most bang for your buck, Rocky's Autos. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, I'll show you Carfax, which will tell you everything you need to know about the automobile you're about ready to buy. And a lot of dealerships charge for that. Rockies will give it to you free. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 1 hour of extra Rocky buying power. But if you come close to 9, they'll stay late and take care of you, and you'll be fine. And check them out on the Internet, too, at rockiesautos.com, where you can check out their inventory. You can pre-qualify for a car loan, see their business philosophy, also look at their TV commercials. They got it all right there. They got a great website, rockiesautos.com. Rockies Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. Been in business almost 25 years here along the Front Range, and I can't recommend a better place to go. My friends work at Rockies, like the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, and Colby and Spanky and Gerard Menard and all the people, Donnie, all the people who work at Rockies do an excellent job, and they are my friends. And, you know, when you drop by there, you never know. You probably see me there. I'm there from time to time because I drop in on them quite often. Rockies Auto is located at the convenient location. You can't miss them. The corner of 63rd and Federal. They got a big sign there, and it's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies Autos, great folks to get a car from. Good people. Mary and I love them and have always had good luck with them, and you will too. Rockies Autos, check them out today.
Top three reasons I'll be relaxing on a new low-maintenance composite deck this summer. Number three, normal decks require upkeep. I am not an upkeep kind of guy. Number two, the destructive forces of sun and moisture. Powerless. And number one, I'll not only save my skin from splinters, I'll save money too.
Get 10% off all in-store and special order Veranda, Trex, and Eon decking and fencing only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through May 7th in U.S. only. Maximum discount is $1,000. See store for details.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yes, it's 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Trapped once again into the dialogue of illegal immigration or undocumented workers, a group calling itself Defend Colorado is now pushing for a ballot initiative to restrict non-emergency services to illegal immigrants. They'll kick off a petition drive this morning at 11 o'clock at the Capitol, and on Monday, as many as 50,000 could pack Civic Park, or Civic Center Park, rather, pushing for guest worker program and a worker walkout is scheduled for May the 1st, the National Day of Action. Many businesses say they will have to close because of lack of workers. I may go to that thing. At Civic Center Park. Why not? All right, let's get back on the phones. We go to Aaron in Denver. Aaron, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey,
good morning.
Thanks. Hi, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a pretty new listener, and I've been listening a lot to this immigration thing, and I just wanted to call in and make a comment. I'm not very educated about everything going on, but I have to tell you that I've been in restaurant management for years, and of course, my whole staff was Hispanic, but I'm telling you, I would hire a Hispanic over a white kid any day, and I hate to say that. I mean, I know it's probably horrible to say, but I'm telling you, these people work so hard. They're reliable. They send every single cent of their paycheck back to Mexico to support their families. And you know what? I know that my father would do the same thing. I hope my husband would do the same thing. They're just here to support their families. And to be honest, like, I would have these young high school kids coming in. They wouldn't show up for work. They don't do anything when they're there, you know? And I just needed to say that because, and this whole thing with all these people walking out on May 1st, most of the people that would work for me or a lot of the people I know in the industry can't afford to walk out of work.
Yeah.
They need every cent they have.
I think you're so right, though, about teenagers and about kids and about this whole idea that, they're taking jobs from us. Well, right, I'm going to quit my, $60,000 a year job and go to work at the banana orange peel being a busboy.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
And they all work, like, two or three jobs, usually, like, 80 hours a week. They work, like, full-time for me, and they work at another restaurant full-time when they're not at my restaurant. And you know what? They send every dime back to, like, the squalor that their families live in. They send it back to their mother, you know, stuff like that. And the jobs that I provide, Americans don't want. And I know that I can hire a Hispanic, pay him a good wage, and I know that I'm going to get quality work. They're always going to show up for work on time. And if I ever need somebody else, they have people that they know, I'm like, I need another dishwasher. Do you have a friend? They can bring somebody in the next day for me that's going to work so much harder than any high schooler coming in off the street that wouldn't want the job anyway. So I just they're not taking jobs that Americans want or ever work. So.
No. You're right. You know what? I agree with you on that. I mean, maybe in the construction industry, yes, but in a whole variety of other things, I think the answer would be no. Aaron, thank you. Thank you for being a new listener,
thanks, Jay.
And thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Let's go to Dan in Thornton. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how's it going? I'm also a new listener. I've been listening to you for about a month and a half, and I think you got some real good insight on a lot of the things that's going on. So,
Well, thank you.
I was just basically calling to say pretty much the same thing this lady just called to say. You know, I'm in the industry of construction, and I don't see nobody taking my job, you know. I think what's going on now is Americans just take everything for granted. And these people are probably, you know, back in their home, they don't have it as good as we have it, so they have to try way harder than we do. And I just think this new generation of Americans isn't they don't put in the same work as the guys from, you know, in the past.
Well, here's what I don't understand. If you're good at your job and you're good at what you do, how does somebody take your job?
Absolutely. I agree with that. I'm a minority. I'm a Mexican-American, too. And, you know, I got my own company, and, you know, I don't hire anybody. I basically work for myself. But, you know, it's like you said, it's hard to get good help nowadays because I've had people work for me before, and, you know, people just tend to don't want to show up, or they drank the night before or whatever. And since they know they're Americans, they know they could get a job somewhere else. These folks, they get a job and they take care of it because they don't know what's going to happen the next day, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I still don't, like, okay, if an illegal immigrant, if an undocumented worker and an American go and apply for the same job, does the American immediately, like, not get the job and the undocumented worker gets the job? Or if the American has the job, if the U.S. citizen has the job, does the U.S. citizen lose their job to the undocumented worker simply because the undocumented worker, gets less wages? I mean, how does somebody, if you're good at what you do, how do you lose your job unless somebody consciously comes to you and says, you know what, I'm going to hire such and such because I can pay him less?
I agree. What's going on is, like I said, I'm going to put it to you like this. If I go in and apply and there's another American, and I mean, I don't want to make it sound wrong, but if me and another guy, let's say a white guy, goes and applies for a job and we both have the same qualifications, I guarantee you that, you know, 80-90% of the time, the white person is going to get the job instead of the minority, whether you're an American or not. So, you know, I was at one time I was working for a company before I had my own company, and I was actually the trainer for that company. And, you know, guys, older guys would come in, and I'm training them, and, you know, I could tell that they were not happy that a younger, you know, minority guy was telling them how to do their job, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're like you said, if you're good at your job, and, you know, you show up every day on time, there's no way anybody's going to take your job from you.
Yeah, I, you know, I just, I'm like you, man. I just don't believe it. Dan, thank you. I appreciate the call, man. Thank you so much.
Keep up the good work.
Okay, you got it. I mean, I just don't believe that. You know, maybe I'm wrong. And maybe what we need here is we need a comprehensive survey of who gets what jobs and for what reasons. Maybe we need to get into this more. I don't know. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We're going to talk about energy. We're going to talk about Karl Rove in front of the grand jury again and a whole lot more. Stick around here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1451. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451.
Cashback from Toyota Motor Sales USA. Offer on 06 models varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offer ends 5106.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer, or for more information, please log on to toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder,
and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. A New Orleans woman didn't have to hear it from the Senate. She was there.
How can the federal government not know? Total devastation.
But a bipartisan Senate report released a short time ago confirms it. FEMA bungled the response to Hurricane Katrina, and that report says it's still in no shape to handle the next emergency. CBS News correspondent Dan Ravine.
The panel has 86 recommendations, starting with replacing FEMA with an agency that would have more authority, still within the Department of Homeland Security, where a spokesman responds, this sounds like just playing around with the organizational chart.
It was less than Wall Street expected, but the first quarter profit ExxonMobil reported this morning, $8.4 billion, is sure to fuel more anger at the gas pump. Where $3 for gasoline would be a good deal at some stations. Big Oil insists it's not making a windfall, but St. John's University Business School professor Anthony Sabino says that's not the point.
They may be in proportion to historical norms for the industry. They may not seem as big percentage-wise as other industries, but dollars are dollars, and the amount of money flowing into Big Oil's coffers right now is phenomenal.
Just in from Alexandria, Virginia, in the death penalty trial of 9/11 conspirators Zacharias Moussaoui, no jury deliberations today. One jury member is sick and has to see the doctor. Here in New York, crews have started work on the new Freedom Tower, the symbolic replacement for the World Trade Center's Twin Towers. From the scene, WCBS Radio's Sean Adams.
Been talking this morning with the iron workers of New York. They erected the beams and girders of the Twin Towers. They cut and moved those mammoth pieces of metal so firefighters could search Ground Zero. And now New York's iron workers are ready to rebuild.
In Baghdad, an Iraqi political family has been touched by tragedy for the second time this month. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has the story.
One of Iraq's new vice presidents, Tariq al-Hashimi, has lost another member of his family. His sister was gunned down along with her bodyguard in her car outside her home this morning. Hashimi's brother was killed just 2 weeks ago in a similar drive-by shooting.
Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad on the sports page. Whoa, Nelly. Keith Jackson could have been talking about himself. ABC TV's colorful college football announcer says he's retiring. Jackson retired and unretired in 1998, but he tells the New York Times he means it this time. 77, Jackson feels it's time to say goodbye to those big uglies on the line of scrimmage. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 60 points. The NASDAQ Composite is down more than 12.5. This is CBS News.
Gomez to serve.
Yeah, he's got the fastest serve in tennis.
Oh! Yeah, looks like we've lost another line, Judge.
Speed isn't worth much without accuracy. Something to keep in mind when shopping for car insurance, too. With Progressive Direct, you can be sure you're getting a quote that's accurate, not to mention fast. In fact, you should be done in about 8 minutes. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the our month-end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A ride home turned into a ride into a home for some Denver middle schoolers. 14 of the students riding the DPS bus. The driver and another person parked in the car had to go to the hospital after this ride.
She struck that car and started veering off toward me. And I started backing up toward the house across the street because she was coming. Then she swerved the other way. And for about half a block, she was going back and forth trying to slow the bus down, but not hitting the brakes, really.
The bus lodged in a house catty-corner to the school. Michael DePalma rushed to help get the kids out.
It didn't seem that it didn't look like anybody was really hurt. I got everybody in the back. All I saw was one little bloody nose.
Overall, 17 kids went to the hospital, no one with very serious injuries. Still no idea on what caused the bus to careen into the house.
We're doing a thorough investigation. The Denver Police Department's doing a thorough investigation, I have no doubt. And we will interview the driver, interview the students who are on board, interview eyewitnesses who are out on the street and saw what happened.
Mark Stevens with Denver Public Schools. He says counseling for students who may be disturbed by what they saw will be provided. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. New trouble for the ride. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow go from Walter, that's because of a three-car crash approaching Sheridan. That is tying up the left lane. Once you make your way past that, going to stay slow over towards I-25. On the north end of town, southbound I-25, we're looking pretty sluggish as you make your way out of Thornton North Glen. Have a semi and a couple cars tangled up on the shoulder just past I-76, adding to those jams. Also have a crash working on the shoulder near 6th Avenue. In Littleton, it's a slow go for you. Eastbound C-470 between Lucent and University. And then around town, Arapahoe, Broadway, Bayside, all seeing the usual slowing. Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, also running heavy. And the Turnpike bunching up westbound now between McCaslin and Table Mesa. Checking out the forecast, sunny highs today in the mid-70s. We're at 46 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office on North Wadsworth Parkway or Hamden Avenue. Or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. That's
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 72, partly sunny skies. Looks nice out there this morning. Hey, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica at the Crocodile Bay Lodge. Sign up now at am760.net. I got another winner this morning, and we've had a winner every morning so far this week. So we want to keep it up, and we want to give you a chance to go and to win some of the other fabulous prizes as well. Let's welcome Christy Harvey. She is the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress. She serves as the editor of Mic Check, a daily preparation service for radio producers and talk show hosts, which provides a progressive take on the news, politics, and the world of entertainment. She is also the co-founder and formerly served as a co-editor of the Center's daily newsletter, The Progress Report. And she spent a year as a co-host of a national radio program with Bill Press. and is a regular guest on Al Franken's show. You hear her here on Air America. And she has been publishing in these Times, The Nation, and a whole lot of other publications. And Christy, good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay. There is so much to talk about. First of all, let's start with FEMA. What in the world happened to FEMA? Now, FEMA, under Bill Clinton, had a cabinet-level position. It was an efficient agency that did a good job. Now there's talk about abolishing it.
Oh, FEMA used to be fantastic. I don't know if you remember, back in the 2000 election, George Bush and Al Gore were almost at each other's throats to see who could be more connected with FEMA. You know, I know James Lee Witt. Oh, well, I worked with FEMA here. And then all of a sudden, you look 6 years later, and they're throwing it in the trash bin. And it's just really gone down the tubes because it just wasn't looked well after. And there was the whole fiasco. Very few times are there that you can actually see the bad results of something as well as we saw it with Katrina. You know, we have those images burned on our brains. And I think it's a little strange, though. Instead of saying, okay, let's do what we can to fix FEMA, they've decided, Congress said, you know what, can't fix it. Throw it away. Got to start over. Start from scratch.
The first thing the Bush administration did was they took FEMA and folded it into the Homeland Security.
Right. So they put it into this already giant bureaucracy and said instead of being able to go straight to the president when there's a national emergency, you got to fill out this form in triplicate and talk to these three guys and get this sign off and just really put it in this big bureaucracy, which did not work.
Then they put it in the hands of political cronies.
Yes, and as we all know, Michael Brown did do a heck of a job.
Yeah.
Just not the heck of a job we wanted him to do. And so there are huge problems with FEMA, and hopefully this will help a little bit. It's just sad that it got to this point. So they're kicking it out. They're going to keep it under the Department of Homeland Security, which I'm not sure how I feel about that, but they are going to give the director a direct pipeline to the president. So that's good news. They are going to slice away a little bit of that bureaucracy.
All right. You know, let's talk a little bit about energy here for a second. This administration seems to have no energy plan whatsoever. I mean, can you discern that they have one or that the Republicans even have one?
None. I feel like we're what's that old fable about the cricket and the ant? We're at the cricket stage now. No one did any planning. We all knew this day was coming when gas prices were going to go through the roof. And there's things we could have been doing, and there's things we should be doing now. And instead, the president came out this week and paid a lot of lip service to stuff that sounds great, but then when you look at it, it doesn't do anything. Nothing. My favorite is how he's going to stop putting oil in the strategic reserves.
Which is almost full anyway, right?
It's almost full anyway, and right now, crude oil supplies are at an 8-year high. There is no supply crunch right now. So releasing this new oil isn't, everybody says this isn't going to do anything.
Now, the Republicans have this plan where they want to give every American taxpayer a $100 rebate check to offset the pain of higher pump prices of gasoline. But the caveat to this is they want to open up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska to oil exploration, which the Democrats don't want to do.
Right, and don't believe the hype on that one, too. You know, $100 sounds great. Hey, I'd like $100. But it's a stopgap measure. It's sort of a payoff to distract everyone with shiny, shiny, look over there, while they then go into the Arctic National Reserve and drill up there. And a lot of people are against that and should be. I mean, it not only destroys a pristine national wild park, it also isn't really going to do much. There is barely enough oil up there to last us, what do they say, 6 months? So it destroys something beautiful for a six-month stopgap measure, and then we're right back where we started from.
Why? What is it about Republicans that they just can't, the right wing, they just can't get it into their heads that we are not going to be able to drill ourselves out of this problem?
Because they want to do it so badly. They really want to do it because, you know, it hurts to conserve. I like having all the lights on in my house. You know, people like driving their SUVs.
I love my car.
Yeah, cars are great. And what we need to do is really get out there with a muscular plan to say, okay, you know, this has been great, but, you know, turn the lights off when you leave or carpool a little bit or, hey, that store is 2 blocks away, walk. And they don't want to make anyone have to sacrifice So it's a little easier to just say, hey, we'll just go drill somewhere and get more oil and use more and more and more, and it's a never-ending cycle.
And we just can't drill our way out of this.
We can't. We really, really can't. And at some point, we're going to have to say, okay, enough with these stopgap measures. Let's all sit down and come up with real plans. Let's all really work on alternative fuel. You know, it's there. We just need to figure it out, make it not just be what, you know, the nutty, crunchy bunny huggers are using. It should be what everybody's using.
Right.
And we'll get there one day, I hope, but not with these new plans that the president's put out.
No, not with oil men in office. It's 8:13, 13 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey, Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress with us. Democrats wanted the ports, wanted the containers at the ports aggressively searched because, what, we're only searching about 5% of them. And the Republicans, who claim that they live in a post-9/11 world and that we don't, they blocked this. They killed this, didn't they?
I am fired up about this one. Yes, this one blows my mind. There was an amendment in Congress yesterday to make sure that all containers coming into U.S. ports are screened for radiation over the next 5 years. That sounds okay to me. That sounds great to me. You know, the 9/11 Commission warned that terrorists may try and smuggle a dirty bomb in. It's one of the big terror crises we actually are facing. And the Republicans said, yeah, we're not going to do that. And they smacked it down. They smacked it down. And if you want to know why, they say, oh, you know, that's unfeasible. We can't do that in 5 years. So let's not try. Let's not do it at all. But as a lot of people pointed out yesterday, it's easy to find out why if you just follow the cash trail. Big business has spent a lot of lobbying dollars to try and block this kind of thing.
So they basically gave in to special interests.
You could say that. You know, also, Jay, who has spent a lot of money trying to block this is my favorite villain, Walmart. Walmart has spent big bucks to try and stop exactly this because, you know, it would hold up their cargo for a couple of days, and they don't want that. So next time you're buying a new pair of khakis over at the local Walmart, remember they're fighting to keep this country a little less safe. That's not good.
I have never set foot on a Walmart.
Okay, I take it back. You are not buying your khakis at a Walmart. You're buying your khakis at a very cool, progressive place.
I don't know. I just never have set foot. I have never been inside a Walmart. Honest to God, I never. I've been by them, but I have never, ever been inside a Walmart.
Good for you. I'm a Target girl myself.
Yeah. You know, I maybe Target, but never Walmart. All right, let's talk about Karl Rove. Back before the grand jury again. Now, my understanding of this is that you don't voluntarily go in front of a grand jury for 3 to 4 hours worth of questioning unless you're trying to get yourself out of something.
Exactly. There's something going on here, and it's still very hush-hush, but, man, keep an eye on it. This is his fifth appearance in front of a grand jury, and he went in voluntarily, but what that lets him do is say he's not a target. Because he went in voluntarily, if they called him in, then the speculation would be that he was a target. But by going in voluntarily, he can sort of avoid that press debacle, if you will. And something to remember, Jay, is it was just last week or the week before that the White House made this big announcement that he was no longer going to be doing policy.
Right.
They were going strictly talking about elections. And I think that they knew that something was brewing because they got him out of that office, that line of fire, that national security clearance, put him in this other job. So now they can say, yeah, he's not connected to all that stuff anymore. But don't be fooled by that.
Well, I mean, you're sitting in Washington. What's the buzz on this? Is the buzz on this that he is a subject? Is the buzz on this that he is a target? Is the buzz on this that he's a person of interest? What is the buzz on this?
Well, the buzz on this is that they're looking very carefully at some of the things he said to one of the first grand juries that then turned out to, well, just not be very true. And there might be some more details as to what the real facts are. You know, he said he never spoke to Matt Cooper, and then they found in the paper trail that he did speak to Matt Cooper, and he said, well, I forgot, and they said, well, here's your notes on it. And so I think they're trying to figure out what his role actually is. And this is important because he's a big guy in the White House. Don't forget that. President Bush misses lunch, and Karl Rove gets hungry. It's that sort of relationship between them. And so we've got to see what his involvement was to find out how high this went and how big, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but how big the conspiracy did go.
Well, I find it, you know, interesting that the CIA busts this Mary McCarthy close to her retirement. They fire her, claim that, you know, that she somehow was involved in leaking information to Dana Priest of the Washington Post about the black ops sites. And they do that in, what, a matter of months. Yet this whole thing with Valerie Plame has been dragging on for, what, a couple of years now. And they can't seem to get to the bottom of that. What's the problem here?
Uh-huh. I think you put your finger right on it. Yeah, there's lots and lots of outrage about, you know, we will not stand for leaks, and leaks compromise national security, unless the leaks seem to have originated somewhere close to the White House. And we already do know that President Bush okayed the leak of classified information from something called the National Intelligence Estimate right around this same time, to try and bolster the argument that Iraq was buying yellow cake from Niger.
Right.
We know that he did that. And the excuse that they're pulling out is, if the president leaks something, it's no longer classified. Which, I was a little young at the time, but I think that was Nixon's big thing, too. If the president does it, it's not a crime.
Right.
Now, if the president tells you something, it's no longer classified. So we know that there was this leak mentality already going on at the exact same time. So it's... Even if you cannot directly trace it back, it's really worth looking into. And I think that's what the grand jury is doing with this fifth calling of Karl Rove to the carpet.
All right, prediction before we go.
Oh, dear.
You do not want me to ask you?
Ask me. I'm so bad with predictions. You should see my final four from March Madness, man.
All right. Rove, target, yes or no?
Yes.
You think so?
I do. I think that Patrick Fitzgerald knows what he's doing. I think that Patrick Fitzgerald is not going to be swayed by all of the, oh, no, we're not a target. Oh, look over here. Oh, you know, let's talk about something else. Patrick Fitzgerald's like a bulldog when it comes to this stuff.
Oh, yeah,
in a good
he is.
Way.
Well, look what he did with George Ryan. What did he go through, 79 people before he got to Ryan?
Exactly. And if you do your research, this guy's not partisan. This
no,
guy is, they call him the Elliot Ness of D.C., and for good reason. This guy is out there, and all he really is interested in is the truth. So I trust him on this.
So, all yes, right.
I'm thinking target.
All right. I'm going to write you down as saying Christy Harvey says target.
Okay.
Christy, good to have you on the program. I can't wait to have you on again. And you know what? When this breaks, either way, we're definitely going to get in contact with you, and we'll have to go back and compare notes.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Christy.
Thanks, Jay.
You got it. There's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Well, you heard what she had to say. The buzz in D.C. is, and her prediction is, Rove, target. How about that? All right, it's 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Got David Brock coming up to talk about Tony Snow. David Brock, of course, is the head founder and the CEO of what I consider to be one of the most important organizations in this country, Media Matters for America. And we'll talk to him about some of the lies, some of the numerous falsehoods that Tony Snow has propagated over his time of being a political commentator and also a blogger and a writer and the whole thing. Until we get David Brock on here, let's go to open lines, and if you want to continue to talk about immigration, we can continue to talk about that, or if you want to talk about gas prices, or if you want to talk about Karl Rove, or whatever it is that you want to get into, we're here for you at 303-713-7600. I got four lines open, 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
American Championship Fighting presents the Exodus Ring Girl Competition Finals this Saturday night at the Arena, First and Union in Lakewood. The contest begins at 9:30 with drink specials between 9 and 11. Guys, come early for the best seats as Denver's hottest ladies compete to be one of three ring girls at Exodus Return to the Ocho, May 6th at the Denver Coliseum. Ladies will dress to impress, then let it all loose with a bikini round you don't want to miss. The Exodus Ring Girl Competition Finals this Saturday night at the Arena, First and Union, just 6 blocks south of 6th Avenue in Lakewood. It's going to be hot.
I know. It may seem weird to grow out of the party hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger.
when Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard, and a dinner party replaces dinner then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Biggest anniversary sale ever. All Trio suits and Poplin suits, 50% off. Select Business Express suit separates, 50% off. Even select signature suits, regularly $6.95, now $2.99. That's more than 50% off. Plus, sport coats, blazers, and all signature dress pants, 50% off. How about a huge selection of our famous dress shirts and cotton twill pants, 50% off. Plus, an extra bonus. Cashmere sweaters, regularly $2.75, now $82.50. That's cashmere sweaters, 70% off. The Joseph A. Bank Anniversary Sale. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, and more, 50% off. Now through Saturday.
Joseph A. Bank, Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Englewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs.
My top three reasons for getting a new ceiling fan. Number three, I could use a breeze in my living room. Number two, I can save on my energy bill. And my number one reason, now I can dress up my ceiling for less.
The Home Depot is giving you a good reason to decorate your ceiling. Right now, save 20% on all ceiling fans from brands like Hampton Bay and Hunter, and 20% on all landscape lighting. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 4/30/06 in U.S. Home Depot stores only. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It's spring cleaning time, so get to AutoZone for great prices on everything you need to make your car look its best. Right now at AutoZone, a 25-ounce bottle of Eagle One bucket-free car wash is only $3.99. A 16-ounce bottle of Meguiar's Quick Detailer is just $4.99. And Gunk Engine Bright, buy one, get one free after mail-in rebate. A car is a big investment, so take care of it and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
James, 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 72. You can win an eco trip to Costa Rica to Crocodile Bay. Sign up now at am760.net. We're waiting for David Brock, and until that time, it's open phones, and we'll talk about whatever it is you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Westminster. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning. If I can get there, we go. Steve, you're on. Hi.
Good morning, Jay of Tustin. This is Steve of Las Alamitas. We've talked before. I wanted to talk about a previous call you had with a caller where you said, I don't believe that anybody who is in the job and is performing and doing a good job will consciously have someone come in and take their job, when I know for a fact in the high-end technical sector, which I'm part of, there is a corporate strategy where this is going on today. I want to tell you how it's going on. For about the last 4 years, when we really took a dive in the economy in Colorado, and the technical sector took a hit. What they did in my corporation is they started what they said was a performance-based culture. And what they did with it is they said there will be a 20-70-10 ratio of 20 top performers, 70 people that are great performers that are doing average, and then there will be a bottom 10. And that bottom 10 has been there for the last 4 years, and what that has done is it has taken initially maybe some low performers and filtered them out, but when you got to a point where all that was left were top performing good employees, that 10% over every 6 months when there's an evaluation of the economics of the corporation, they would do what they call an FMP or a force management plan, where they would take a low performing or an area where maybe it's, they don't need it, and they would just blanket lay a bunch of people off.
They would, if they don't need the jobs, though,
right.
What I was trying to say is that if they need the job,
if they have the opening, if they have the job available, if they need somebody to do the job, if you're doing the job and you're doing a decent, you know, job at it,
nobody coming from like across the border is suddenly going to take your job.
Okay. Well, here's the other piece that I haven't told you on this 20-70-10. What we have done in my group, and I'm not going to mention, you know, of course, anything specific. 4 years ago, we had 38 people in my group. Today, we have 11. But when they continue to force people out that are the 10% that are employed here, that have maybe had 20 years, have had 15 years, et cetera, we have since then built another group in India that now is up to 40 people, because the corporate strategy is, let's get rid of the high-paid base of that 10%, even though they're performers, and then go a 3-to-1 ratio and hire educated people that we can get more bang for
right.
buck.
And that would be outsourcing, wouldn't it?
That is outsourcing.
Okay, but that's not what I was talking about. I'm not talking about highly educated jobs, particularly in high-tech industries that can be outsourced. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about these so-called alleged jobs that people are scared that illegal or undocumented immigrants are going to take from them, and most of them do not fit into that category. Most of them fit into a much lower category, and the fact is that if you're working and in doing a decent or a good job, they're just not going to blow you out for no reason. Somebody who is less educated than you is not going to come along and take your job. You know, you'd have to do something to screw up. I'm not talking about the example that you're giving, which is outsourcing of gigs. That's, you know, that's an overlooked subject that runs into a whole different
absolutely,
realm.
Absolutely, absolutely. But my point was, that is a part of when we talk about, you know, jobs that if you're doing a good job, and that's what brought it to, you know, to
okay, but the point, I guess the point I'm trying to get here to you is that there's no connection between that situation and a guy walking across the Sonoran Desert to get a job working in construction or working in a fast food restaurant. I mean, they're not educated enough to do your job.
Correct. But, you know, again, and you're right. But this, what I'm trying to bring up is, I have friends that I've worked with for, you know, 10, 20 years who, after 3-4 years, have not been able to get a job that they lost because of this type of policy, when they've been replaced by people, you know, out of the United States because of the economics. And it's just another issue of what's happening in this country.
Well, all right. And I agree with you 100%. And let me run this one by you real quick.
Sure.
Suppose we're spending too much time focused on this whole question of illegal immigration or undocumented workers, and we're not spending enough time focused in on the idea that people are losing jobs because they're being outsourced to cheaper sources overseas.
Absolutely.
Being distracted.
It's a major corporate strategy that allows the bottom line, for one thing, to be adjusted, and two, then they can, you know, a corporation through outsourcing can go and be able to get bigger bang for the buck, and, you know, it's costing Americans jobs.
Yep,
that
was
my point.
Right, and we should definitely do something about that. I'm for that 100%. Steve, thank you, man. Great call.
Talk to you later.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600, 839, 29 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. It's been a tough ride for some areas this morning. Eastbound 6th Avenue, seen a slow go if you're headed in from Lakewood. Had a car that hit the wall at Wadsworth. That's just been cleared out of the way. And at an earlier accident before Sheridan, that, too, is now gone. So things should start to break free as you make your way over towards I-25. Now, crews are busy with the crash eastbound I-70 after Brighton Boulevard and southbound I-25. It's slow coming out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown. And now we're stacking up in both directions through T-Rex. Around town, usual delays on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road, and Belmont are heavy, and the Turnpike. So go westbound between McCaslin and Table Mesa. Eastbounders still looking at brake lights from Federal over to Pecos. And checking out the forecast, sunny today, highs in the mid-70s. We're at 48 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Finally, a mortgage banking firm you can trust to help you buy the home of your dreams or refinance without outrageous closing costs. Encore's experienced financial consultants will educate you on how to get the best loan. Encore's commitment to 100% customer satisfaction is attained by meeting clients 7 days a week, face-to-face. If you're ready for a relationship with a mortgage banker approved by the Better Business Bureau that will put your interests first, call Encore at 720-266-4917 now. That's 720-266-4917.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Can't get a reservation.
Because Mary and I stood around in the parking lot, and I timed it for 9 minutes before somebody finally walked out and said, "Oh, can we help you?" And I turned to Mary and I said, "You know what? This would never happen to Rocky's Autos." And you know something? It doesn't happen to Rocky's Autos. They're right there to wait on you, not pressure you, but wait on you, because they've got a huge inventory, over 500 of the cleanest late model used vehicles. I mean, they are absolutely great. Anything you can think of. They've got a matching down incentive in which they'll put down $1,500. If you put down $1,500, you get $3,000 to put towards your car. And they've got cars that are equipped, every one of them, with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. But let me get back to what I said before. You will not have to stand around there, and they will not have people sit there and look at you like, "Well, what the hell are you doing here?" That's not going to happen. And that's one of the reasons why I recommend Rockies. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you get an extra hour of Rockies buying power. But if you come close to a 9, they'll stay a little bit late, and you'll be fine. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. You can see their business philosophy, pre-qualify for a car loan, and check out their fantastic selection. Or get on down there to Rockies and get treated the way you should be treated. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Free alignment, free oil change. Listen to that. Free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire. Mention this radio ad. Get a free alignment, free oil change with a four-tire purchase. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Before you make another credit card payment or buy a new or used vehicle, get all the legal facts. Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 for Scams and Shams with Steve Birkin and Rick Weinkoop. Steve and Rick are two lawyers that care about consumer rights. They're at your disposal for 1 hour each week to save you money and help you through tough, complicated financial decisions. You can utilize their legal expertise during this one-hour show. Don't get burned. Tune in to Scams and Shams Saturdays right here.
New Corkhouse Wine Restaurant has happy hour on the patio every day from 3 to 6:30 and 10 p.m. till midnight Friday and Saturday. Premium martinis, $3. Half off every glass of wine. It's Denver's fun destination. The Corkhouse, 9 blocks east of Colorado Boulevard on Colfax Avenue.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High day 72, partly sunny. You can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at AM760.net. We'll be talking to David Brock from Media Matters for America soon here. Right now it's open phones. One line open at 303-713-7600. And we go to John at the Chatsfield Reservoir. He's there doing what a lot of people would like to be doing today, fishing. Hi, John. You're on.
Jay. Hey. How you doing, Jay?
How are you?
I'm great. Listen to you often. First-time caller.
Welcome.
I'd like to talk first, if you'd let me, about immigration.
Sure, go ahead.
And we had a new roof put on our house, finished up 2 weeks ago. And, you know, I hired a roofing company, and the roofing company has crews that come out and do the job. And I asked at the outset, you know, because of all this immigration flack that's going on, you know, are these guys legal? Are they green card or whatever? And my roofing contractor assured me he wouldn't hire anybody but legal workers. Job got started, and one of the first days, I asked one of the young guys in my broken Spanish how long he'd been in Estados Unidos. Oops, I just got a fish. And he said, less than a year. He'd been here less than a year, could barely speak English. And as far as the previous caller's comment about how hard they work, some do and some don't, just like any other human, Jay. I was really disturbed. The job was to take 3 days. It took six to finish the roof. They'd show up at 10. They'd want to work till after dark, and I really didn't appreciate them pounding nails after dark. I knew my neighbors didn't like it. But anyhow, the point I really wanted to make was these jobs that people won't do, such as roofing and gardening and landscaping, I think that's a lot of bunk. If these guys were legal workers and the contractor was paying them not only the wage but the benefits that are involved, then I think, you know, you'd have plenty of kids that are young people without all kinds of education who are willing to do that kind of job. And I've, in fact, got a grandson that falls in that category. But what I think happens is because a lot of this, they pay a lead guy who hires, and these guys were all from Chihuahua. They all knew each other, and they were all from Chihuahua. That money's going back to Mexico, which, you know, is a money drain on this country. It's almost like exporting the job, but we're importing all of the support services that go with it. They're showing up at our emergency rooms. They're showing up getting in accidents and don't have insurance. You know, so I think one of the things that has to happen is there needs to be some sort of tax on money that's exported out of the country. I think that would, you know, that would be one thing that would help support the services and that money would go back to the states where, you know, where that tax is collected. I think immigration's got to be controlled. I'm all for immigration. You know, I've been breaking my butt trying to learn Spanish. I was in Mexico about 3 weeks ago, and I love the country. I love the people, and you know, I think everybody deserves a chance. But we really need to look at how we legalize this whole issue, and get the wages up to where they're not working at jobs where they got to work two and three jobs, as that lady said. I think that's criminal. That's my take on education,
well,
on immigration.
You know, I don't think your take is that far off. I mean, I think your take is absolutely right. I mean, the thing that always bothers me about this whole the whole debate is that the actual people that are doing the work are the ones that are being villainized and are being criticized and are the ones that are being attacked, and not the policymakers. Both in Mexico and the United States, that have led us into this situation. And, you know, when it comes to people, for instance, using emergency services, I can't bring myself to say to somebody, well, you know, you've got an emergency medical situation, and I'm sorry, you know, you're not a United States citizen, you got to go, I can't pay for that. I mean, I just can't bring myself to do that. I don't think that's for the greater good of the country, and I also don't think it's for the greater good of the country, for instance, not to educate people's kids. But you're right. I mean, I think we have to have these things have to get straightened out. The other thing is you got to talk about wages. And when you talk about wages, then you're going to have to talk about things costing more. And I brought this up time and time again. But if people are willing to pay for it, I find no problem with it at all. I'm for immigration, too, as long as it's orderly, as long as it's done right. But we need to put and we need to focus our anger on the right people, not on the wrong people, which are people just trying to get ahead in life. Hey, man, good luck fishing out there, John. I appreciate it. Call me again.
Can I say one thing on energy, if we have a second?
Very quickly.
I think it's not necessarily the people that are taking the oil out of the ground, but I have a hard time with the refiners that are paying whatever the price is per barrel. And then, I forget the name of this refining company. That's all they are, is a pure refining outfit. And their profits have tripled. Now, if you're buying the product and your profits are tripling, that means you're charging more for the finished product than you really had to
yeah.
get the products up three times.
Yeah.
And those are the guys we really need to go nail.
Yeah, we should. We should go after them. You're absolutely right. You're 100%
Thanks,
right.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks, John. Thanks for calling,
keep
man.
Listening.
Take all right,
care.
You
all
got
right.
it. 8:42, 18 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. David Brock coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Busy ride around town, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all loaded up. So is Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, Belmont, Folsom, and South Boulder Road. And the Turnpike slow go for you westbound between McCaslin and Table Mesa. Now eastbound I-70, it's struggling as you make your way out of Lakewood. Had a car that hit the wall at Wadsworth and an accident near Sheridan. Both those have been cleared out of your way, so we should start to move again pretty quickly over towards I-25. Now, I do have an accident working eastbound I-70. This one's sitting just after Brighton Boulevard and southbound I-25. Seen a slow go from 104th right into downtown, and we're sluggish in both directions through T-Rex. On to the forecast, sunny and warm today, highs in the mid-70s. We're at 48 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now extended through May, get 2.75% financing from Shea Homes at Reunion, Northeast Denver's most vibrant new community. Live in a brand new home for as little as $850 a month. Visit any Shea sales office at Reunion or SheaHomes.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Ebert and Roper proclaim two big thumbs up for the extraordinary United 93. Richard Roper calls it the best movie so far this year. And Roger Ebert says, United 93 left me shaken, moved, and filled with respect. This is a great act of filmmaking. The New Yorker magazine calls it stunning, a tremendous experience. United 93 fully honors what was original and spontaneous and brave in the passengers' refusal to go quietly. Newsweek hails, this is first-rate, visceral filmmaking. And Time Magazine declares United 93 unmissable.
I am on a plane that has been hijacked.
From acclaimed director Paul Greengrass.
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
It's a national emergency.
We're at war with someone.
Comes the extraordinary story of the heroes who saved the nation's capital.
We gotta do something.
We have to go very fast.
Oh, come on. Let's go.
United 93 from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters tomorrow.
All right, all you cable users out there.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
It's time to cut the umbilical cord.
We've got a challenge for you.
We call it the DirecTV Challenge.
Call us up right now and tell us how much you're spending on cable every month.
We're going to tell you how much money you'll save by switching to DirecTV.
And to top it off, we're going to give you a bunch of free stuff.
Yes, I said free stuff.
Like a four-room DirecTV system with standard installation free.
3 months of premium channels, including HBO, Showtime, Stars, and Cinemax, all free.
Why, even a free DVR.
Now, if you like spending a lot of money every month, well, then don't call.
But if you want to get all the channels you watch right now for about half the price of cable, give us a call.
We're going to humiliate the cable company and give you a ton of free stuff.
Call 1-800-600-6196. It's time to cut the cable and take the DirecTV challenge. Call Dish Direct at 1-800-600-6196. That's 1-800-600-6196.
Are you thinking about laser vision correction but are worried if it will hurt? Is it safe? And how much will it cost? Then call 1-800-NEW-VIEW for a free DVD, Candid Answers About LASIK. It'll show you a live procedure and answer all your questions. The LASIK success rate is better than 99% on a procedure that is arguably safer than wearing contacts. And Dr. Craig Beyer in Boulder has been performing LASIK longer than any other Colorado surgeon. He backs his experience up with a 20-20 or your money back guarantee. And now you can reduce the cost of LASIK by up to 50%. That's right, up to 50% of your LASIK procedure cost will be refunded when you file your rebate claim with the National Rebate Fund 47 months after your procedure. To find out if LASIK is right for you, get your free DVD. And to qualify for this limited time offer, call 1-800-NEW-VIEW and schedule your complimentary consultation and exam. That's 1-800-NEW-VIEW or visit 800newview.com on the web. Terms and conditions for the rebate apply.
Hey, this is Ed Schultz. Want to have dinner with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on AM760.net.
You got spaghetti this afternoon between 1 and 4. It's 847, 13 in front of 9 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. High today, 72, partly sunny skies. Let's talk to David Brock. He's the CEO, President and CEO of Media Matters for America. Has written a bunch of great books, including The Republican Noise Machine, The Right-Wing Media and How It Corrupts Democracy, and, of course, Blinded by the Right. And, David, welcome. First time on the program, and really good to have you here. I'm a financial supporter of Media Matters, and I think it's the most important organization in America today.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. All right, the White House goes out and picks out Tony Snow to replace Scott McClellan. This is not transparency because Snow has a long, long record of misstating the facts, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, if we go by his media career, he certainly hasn't been an honest broker. And, you know, on our website, we've outlined several cases where he's simply misstated the facts. And on some of these cases, I think it's likely that he'll be up at the White House podium having a comment on things that he just doesn't know what he's talking about according to his own record. For example, Karl Rove was in the grand jury yesterday. And, you know, when we look at Tony Snow's writings and statements, we see that, you know, he's just falsely misrepresented that whole Valerie Plame, Joe Wilson situation, claiming, for example, that Valerie Plame wasn't covert for 6 years before she was outed in the summer of 2003, and that's just contrary to the evidence.
Yeah, you know, I want to ask you about that. I do hear that a lot from the right wing. I hear that from Tony Snow. I hear it from a lot of other people.
Yeah, apparently Bill Bennett said it on CNN yesterday. This is one of their talking points.
I mean, where do they get this from? Where do they derive this information from?
Well, you know, as I wrote in the Republican Noise Machine, the book you mentioned, there are several talking points factories that are operating here in Washington, and there's a call that the Republican National Committee convenes every single day, and 80 or so of their pundits, and this is the issue with Tony Snow, that he's part of this movement, and, you know, there's kind of a state-run media quality to all this, that he would go from Fox to the White House. And this is how they stay on message. And there was clearly a concerted effort, not only in the beginning to attack and smear Joe Wilson, but then when this became a public matter, to misrepresent the facts of this case. And this is just one of several talking points on this case that we've corrected time and again, and it still surfaces.
Why do you think he would take this job?
Well, I guess it's a no-lose situation for him in that, you know, Bush is so low now, not only in the polls but in terms of his credibility, that if there's any kind of sign of life or improvement, it could be attributed somewhat to this new team that he's brought in. And so there's nowhere to go but up, I suppose. And so that's probably one of the reasons he took the job.
I mean, would you want to step in the middle of all of this? This is what I kept asking myself yesterday. Who would want to step in the middle of all of this mess that this administration has created?
Right. I mean, it's not an inviting circumstance, I suppose. But then again, you know, I mean, I guess they can't do worse than they've been doing. And so the calculation might be, you know, if there's a little bit of recovery. I mean, Scott McClellan was just so robotic and such a stonewaller and put out false information that I guess you can't do worse than that. So that's probably the calculation.
And here's the other thing. What about cynicism on the part of the White House press corps? Because they know what Tony Snow is. They've got to have an idea about the things that he's said in the past. So what kind of feeling of credibility or trust will there be between the two parties?
Well, I think, unfortunately, you might see something of a little bit of a honeymoon for Tony Snow, because Washington's a small town, and whether he's been on the conservative side or not, a lot of people know him, and you're seeing a lot of reporters, I've seen it in the past couple of days, on the air interviewed about Tony Snow, saying that actually he's got a lot of integrity and a lot of credibility. And yet they know his record. They know that, you know, he's claimed that evolution is just a hypothesis and compared it to intelligent design. They know back in, you know, it was interesting when President Bush said yesterday that Tony Snow's answer, you know, some quotes have come out where Snow has been critical of Bush, stylistically anyway, saying he's impotent and embarrassment. And the response was, well, he said worse about the other guy, and that's certainly true. And if you look at 2004, where Tony Snow backed those sleazy swift boat attacks against Bush, totally misquoted John Kerry on a number of occasions, he's played that role as well.
You know, you knew these guys. You ran with them. I've read all of your books. How do these guys sleep at night?
Well, that's a great question. In my own case, I couldn't anymore, and that's why I broke ranks. I was at the Washington Times when Tony Snow was there. And, you know, he's part of this movement cadre. And, how do they sleep at night? It depends. It's an individual case, obviously. Some of them don't believe what they say, and this is just a career, and it's just shtick. And you know how conservative media sells, because there's a group out there that just wants their own opinions given back to them. And so it's been a great career and a racket for a lot of people. There's so much money available, even for people who aren't that talented in the conservative movement, that it's kind of cradle to grave's jobs program. So that's some of them. I mean, on the other hand, there are true believers. I don't know, you know, which one's worse, but that's the case. And so conservative media, you know, it just doesn't have the standards of regular media or liberal advocacy media, and so you get these patterns of false statements and misleading statements, and that's what's rewarded. And I was rewarded for that when I was in the right wing, and that's what people want, that's what sells, and that's what forwards their agenda.
You know, the reason I ask you this is because did anybody who you worked with at any time ever come to you and say, Tony, come to you and say, you know, David, I can't do this anymore, man. I just can't do this. I can't keep lying like this.
Not really. I mean, I do think there were people that I worked with who had misgivings about what was going on and went into a denial mode because they're in the movement and it's not an easy thing to get out of it. As I said, it's a real career path for people, and by the time that's all dawning on them what they're involved in, there may not be a clear path out. I think there were people certainly with misgivings. There were people who would say the opposite of what they were saying on TV privately. I certainly saw examples of that. And so, they make a deal with the devil, I guess.
So do you think Tony Snow's made a deal with the devil?
Well, we've pointed out clearly this pattern on our website, MediaMatters.org, where he's misstated things over time. And he's certainly been successful in many different levels of conservative media, so he certainly has seen and he must know what it is. He knows what the Washington Times is and that, you know, Reverend Moon was putting tens of millions of dollars into a really dishonest rag, and he was involved in all that. Relatively speaking, I guess, he was, you know, not as evil or insane as many of the other people that I knew at the time. He does have that genial attitude, and that'll probably be a benefit to him when he's up on the podium.
Yeah, I've met him. He's a nice guy. I just don't happen to agree with much of what he has to say.
Right.
As a matter of fact, strangely enough, I met him at the same time that I met you, and you probably don't even remember this, but I was at the Democratic National Convention, trapped at a right-wing talk station. I was the only liberal. You walked up, and I said to you, you know, I can really identify with you because I'm trapped in this right-wing machine, and I'm depressed by it. And I just don't know what the hell I'm going to do. And you gave me an autographed copy of your book and told me that I would find a way out. And you're right, I did. I did find a way out. So I understand what it's like to be buried inside of that machine with all of that thought process. And when I read your book, not only The Noise Machine, but also Blinded by the Right, and just read all of it, you know, what's in there about their process and about how they disseminate information is so 100% true. I urge people, if they really want to find out about this, I urge them to read your books because they just ring so true, and that's exactly how it operates.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you know, the story I tell them there about, you know, I 10, 11 years in so-called conservative journalism, and I was never fact-checked until I started to freelance, do freelance writing for publications that weren't part of the conservative movement, and I found out that, you know, you had to back up what you were saying.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, they seem to invent news. David,
right.
thank you so much. Thank you for all the work you do, and thank you so much for Media Matters and people like Jameson Fosier and Paul Waldman. I mean, they are just great folks, and we love having them on here every week. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity, and thanks for your support.
You bet. You got it 100%. All right, there's David Brock, and it's good to have him on and read his books. I mean, you know, he knows what it's like to be inside the machine, and we'll see what Tony Snow does. We'll see how Tony Snow turns out, you know, despite the fact of his background. All right, we'll get ready to go and open phones here for the last hour at 303-713-7600. So whatever it is you want to talk about this morning, you want to get back to immigration, you want to get back to gas prices, if you want to get back to, you want to talk about Tony Snow, you want to talk, well, whatever it is you want to talk about, it doesn't make any difference to me. That's what open phones is all about. We try to do at least 1 hour of it or at least an hour and a half of it every morning and let you set the course. And then tomorrow, we're going to have on some pretty interesting guests, but we'll also be doing open phones tomorrow as well. So that's the way it works. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. That's 303-713-7600. And we can talk more about energy. We can talk more about immigration. We can get into just a whole myriad of things. It just depends on what you want to talk about and where you want to go. And it's all up to you. And we appreciate you. I appreciate you being part of the program and being plugged in here this morning, as I appreciate you being part of the program every morning here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones coming up. Your phone calls at 303-713-7600. Start lining up now.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Oh, man, I need a new battery.
A new battery? Try a new car.
Who's that?
It's your alter ego.
Oh, you again.
Listen, Jack, pardon my French, but this old car is a piece of scrap. You need a car that tells people who you are. Handsome, virile, young.
I'm 39.
Youthful.
But my credit's a little...
Go to VroomCredit.com. They have hundreds of finance sources.
VroomCredit.com?
No, knucklehead. VroomCredit.com, as in vroom. V-R-O-O-M. You know, like that sweet sound an engine makes. It just screams, I'm cool.
VroomCredit.com. I get it.
And you can apply anytime, because Vroom Credit is open 24-7.
Sweet. Oh, wait.
What?
My computer's got worms.
How's your cell phone?
Worm-free.
Then call 1-800-927-AUTO. That's 1-800-927-A-U-T-O.
As in automobile?
Genius.
That is so big.
Never seen one that big.
Yeah, I enjoy it for hours at a time.
Man, my wife sure loves the free plasma TV that I got from PlasmaFM.com.
Get a free 42-inch plasma now at PlasmaFM.com.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins' committee concluded the failures of government at all levels before and after Katrina were inexcusable, but FEMA was the worst, and there's just no way to salvage it.
FEMA is discredited,
demoralized and dysfunctional. It is beyond repair.
She and Democrat Joe Lieberman suggest Congress set up a new agency to both plan for and respond to emergencies, with more money and authority, run by people with professional experience, and with regional offices around the country ready to respond to disasters. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
I'm Dave Cohen in New Orleans, where many people wholeheartedly agree with the bipartisan report. FEMA needs to go.
It seems like anybody could do better than FEMA right now, you know?
They did screw up really bad, and there was no organization to it.
Others agree FEMA has plenty of problems, but feel it can be fixed.
Big oil is still generating big money. As gas prices soar, ExxonMobil says first quarter profits climbed to nearly $8.5 billion. That's up 7% over a year ago, but less than what Wall Street had expected, says energy analyst Phil Flynn.
Obviously, nobody's going to be out there holding tag days for ExxonMobil, but the truth of the matter is that this is an industry whose profits, as strong as they might seem, are really a reflection of strong economic growth in this country.
A nationwide dragnet has snared more than 1,100 sex offenders. The Justice Department says that represents the largest single number ever picked up in one sweep. Campaign was timed to coincide with National Victims' Rights Week. No deliberations in the sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. Today's session has been called off because one of the jurors is sick. This was to have been day four of deliberations as the jury weighs whether the self-confessed 9/11 conspirator should live or die. Back to the stand for a fourth day.
I expect I'll be frustrated again today, but we'll get through this okay.
Enron founder Ken Lay, who responded sharply to tough questions from prosecutors yesterday over allegations of witness tampering. He and Enron CEO Jeffrey Skilling are charged with lying to investors and employees about the company's financial health as it teetered on the brink of collapse. The bloodshed in Iraq has touched a top official for a second time.
Gunmen opened fire on the car of Maysan al-Hashimi. She's the sister of one of the vice presidents of Iraq, the Sunni politician Tariq al-Hashimi. The gunmen instantly killed both the sister and her bodyguard. Now, this is a double tragedy for Tariq al-Hashimi. Just 2 weeks ago, his brother was gunned down on the streets of Baghdad in similar circumstances.
CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier in Baghdad checking Wall Street. The Dow is off 11, the NASDAQ up a fraction. This is CBS News.
Headaches hurt. They hurt a lot. Do you know the number one cause of headaches in small businesses? No. It's not that your partner writes all his memos in pig Latin. Number one, my friend, is hassles. Case in point, hassles caused by shipping stuff. First you have to pack the box, then you have to weigh the box, then you have to figure out postage, which involves math. Headache. Thankfully, there's a cure. Priority mail flat rate boxes from the U.S. Postal Service. Order yours at usps.com/smartbusiness and we'll deliver them free. Or pick them up at your nearest post office. Then, fill them with just about anything your business makes, sells, or, well, you know, just about anything. If it fits, it ships. And here's the best part. It's only $8.10 to ship anywhere in the U.S. Shipping headaches? Gone forever. Now, about your partner's penchant for pig Latin? Ufte ukle. But at least you'll have Priority Mail flat rate boxes from the U.S. Postal Service. Get yours at usps.com/smartbusiness.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A group calling itself Defend Colorado Now is pushing for a ballot initiative to restrict non-emergency services to illegal immigrants. They'll kick off a petition drive later this morning at 11 o'clock at the Capitol. Like other major cities across the country, Denver is making preparations for thousands to block city streets on Monday in protest of immigration reform. Don't shop, don't work, and don't sell. That is the message that protesters ahead of next Monday's National Day of Action are saying. Organizer Ricardo Martinez says many businesses are closing their doors in solidarity.
They won't be open on that day. They're going to close the doors. They're going to go to the march. And we're talking a lot of businesses in Denver.
Protesters do plan to gather at Viking Park at 8 in the morning. They'll then march to the Capitol and Civic Center Park. Early estimates are that 50,000 could rally by 10 a.m. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Bailey with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you. Things are getting a little better. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, recovering nicely after a couple accidents, one at Wandsworth, the other one near Sheridan, and crews are busy with this crash eastbound I-70 after Brighton Boulevard, so expect some slowing behind that. I-25 bunching up still as you make your way out of Thornton Northbound right into downtown. Also seeing a tough ride in both directions through T-Rex. The northbounders dealing with a stall right around Hampton. That's adding to delays this morning. Around town, the diagonal and Highway 93 both starting to thin out, and the turnpike seeing a slow go westbound between McCaslin and Table Mesa.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Tim Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Tim Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Tim Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Tim Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Tim Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-330-1157. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-330-1157. 1-800-330-1157.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're talking about, the gasoline prices.
Mm-hmm.
And all the stuff that's going on. I was back in the 70s and 80s when the Reagan era and that era in there. And a friend of mine almost got me to buy into some oil wells back during that time when we had the oil shortages and stuff.
Right.
And the government was going around and doing things to inflate and make the oil crisis even worse than it was at that time. My friend bought like 3 or 4 wells, and he wanted me to go in and buy some wells with him too. After he went in and bought those wells, about, I guess, 3 weeks after that, the government came in and slapped locks on those wells. They were not allowed to pump out of those wells. So the government can control these things if they want to. So When they say they can't do anything about these prices, I would disagree.
Well, they're just not very actively investigating any idea of price gouging. The Democrats have wanted to pass law after law outlawing price gouging, and the administration says no. And, I heard some woman on from, I think it was the FTC, yesterday saying that, well, price gouging laws are akin to price controls, and I mean, it was like, it was, you know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, what they're doing is they're answering to their big constituency, which is oil. I mean, ExxonMobil has poured, you know, tons of money into the Republican Party.
Absolutely. The other thing I want to talk about real quick was, did you hear about Senator Clinton yesterday on the floor fighting the Republicans over the another $95 billion that George Bush wants for the war in Iraq?
Well, that's that whole thing about those earmarks, about the moving that railroad in Mississippi and about Katrina, yeah.
Yeah, and that, and the fact that the way he wants to get his money is by cutting out body armor and things of that nature to protect our troops so that they can have the extra money and to pay for this war.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me. That doesn't shock me, but then again, you know what? The Republicans support the troops.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? And we don't. Hey, John, thank you, man. Appreciate
it. All right. Bye-bye.
You look at all the things that Bush has cut in order to, make these tax cuts work and how we are so, so deep in debt. It's just criminal. It really is criminal. 303-713-7600, one line open here. Open phones underway, and we go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Did I get you on there? Did I lose him? Greg, you there? Oh, gone. Okay, let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay, how you going?
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Oh, good. First point, for illegal immigrants, I think they should fine the employer the amount of money it costs to take care of that illegal, the possible amount it would take to take care of that illegal immigrant while he's in the U.S. for any health care or emergency services. And they would be allowed to stay here for a year, but if they're here the next year, the employer would get another fine. And I think that might sort of even the field for Americans who want a living wage. I mean, you know, U.S. citizens want a living wage.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if that would or wouldn't, or if their employers would turn around and rotate those people out and cut them loose. I think we definitely have to have a discussion about a living wage in this country, and definitely have to have a discussion about. I mean, good God, we can't even raise the minimum wage. How sad is that?
Well, you know, what we need is a worldwide minimum wage. Like in Mexico, we should encourage them to improve their economy because you know all their wealth is concentrated in like. The top 5%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The other thing about energy policy you were talking about the other day, something that people could do right now is they could go out and buy a push mower instead of a gas-powered lawnmower. I have a little lawn. It's not even an acre, and that's what most people have. I got a push mower like 3 years ago, and they are so easy to use. And it looks as good as my neighbor's who uses a gas-powered one. And I haven't bought gas for that, you know, to mow the lawn for 4 years.
Yeah, and it saves. It saves on energy. You're right about that. I mean, it's all those little areas that we're you know, where we can cut back that, you know, that saves in the long run. You're right about that.
It saves on pollution and noise pollution. I mean, my neighbor gets out and mows his lawn. I have to shut all the windows, you know, because it's so loud. I get out and you hear this little click, click, roll, roll. And they make them so light now and so efficient that, you know, when we grew up, they had push mowers, but they were made out of steel.
Right.
Made like 30 pounds, so nobody used them. But nowadays, it's a composite of, you know, metal and plastic, you know, durable plastic.
Yeah, they are pretty light. You're right about that.
And the other day, you were talking with some lady about rebuilding America first instead of, you know, going overseas and spending all our money. Merle Haggard has out a new song. That you can, if you go to Crooks and Liars.
Right.
It's great. It is great. So I'd encourage you to listen and maybe play that. And Pink has a song out, too. It's called Dear Mr. President. I don't know if you can play those on the air.
We can play, you know, we can play bits of them, and I'll get the Haggard song because I love Merle, and I've got most everything he's ever recorded. So I'll get a hold of that, and we'll see if we can play that on the air. And I'll also search up that Pink song, and we're also waiting. I'm also waiting for the Neil Young thing to come out, too, and we're trying to book Neil Young on the show. So
I saw the lyrics someplace. Of the
yeah, song. I did, too, and they look pretty good, don't they?
Yeah. Well, Jay, thanks for your show. You just do a great service to us.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you being part of it. Without you there, it wouldn't work. So thanks for calling in, and thanks for being on the air.
Take care.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. I think Greg in Denver is back. Let me try again. Greg, we'll see if we can get you again. All right, Greg, have I got you?
How are you?
You there?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, go ahead.
Good. Hey, listen, last night I was seeing this, and I saw this guy appear on, well, Lou Dobbs reported on him before, but he's calling himself the Crispus Atticus Group, which
mm-hmm.
is the slave who was the first to get
right.
shot and killed in the protest before
right.
we got into the Revolutionary War.
Right.
And he wants to align himself with the Minutemen Project. This guy is arguing that illegal immigration is taking jobs from black Americans. And I just find that hard to believe it. To me, he's like he's arguing with the illegal immigration folks for the worst jobs in society. And I don't see black Americans being excitedly running out to build a job that's not going to build wealth.
Well, I mean, I don't see that on the part of anybody other than people who work in the construction industry. which is the frequent example of what we get here since this whole thing has started. But there are so many other jobs out there. I don't see people out there running around. As I said earlier this morning, I don't see people. Do you see people running around, you know, banging on doors going, hey, I want to be a dishwasher. I want to work, in a fast food drive-in window. Most of those jobs, most of those gigs are for people who are in transition, like students, you know, people who are in transition to try to get into something better.
Yeah, and when you look at that, if this guy really thinks that those are the jobs we want to do, if we just started showing up and filling out applications at these places, of course they're going to hire American citizens, whether you're black or white, over an illegal system so that they don't get what's coming down the pipeline towards them. Nothing's stopping him from getting those worst jobs that don't build wealth.
No, I agree. You know what? I agree. Listen, there's a guy on... I wish I could remember the show. He has a... he has a strawberry farm, I think it is.
Yeah.
And he went out and he posted at unemployment centers leaflets advertising jobs paying above minimum wage with some bare-bones health benefits, and he got no Anglos to apply. None showed up. And the one who... he got one. And the one Anglo who did show up lasted one day and left.
Exactly. Who's going to want to work out all day? Look up when it gets to July around here, and it's going to be 3 weeks of 100-degree weather, solid 3 weeks. Who's going to work out in those kind of conditions picking vegetables all day? You're just not going to find somebody who wants to do that.
You know what we need to do? I'll tell you what we need to do. What we need to do is we need to break out what jobs immigrants take, what jobs they have taken, and what jobs they are taking, and then contrast that to the rest of the populace about whether the rest of the populace would honestly want those jobs. Now, we'll get a few people who will call in and go, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that, and they'll do it just to make their point. But I wonder how much of the public at large would really want to get a job, for instance, cleaning up hotel rooms every single day.
The fact of the matter is they would already be in those jobs and probably be 10 to 15 years into those jobs, and we wouldn't need an illegal immigration problem if they would have done them in the first place.
Yep, and I think, Greg, your comment about builds wealth and about, upwardly, trying to get upwardly mobile, I think is the, is the two key things there. Thanks, man. Great call. Appreciate you calling in the program.
No problem.
All right. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9, 303-713-7600. Yeah, let's talk about what kind of jobs we're talking about here. I mean, what kind of jobs are we discussing, basically? Hey, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-551-4299. Again, that's 1-800-551-4299. 1-800-551-4299.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month,
Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
768-80.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 921, 21 minutes after 9. High today, 72. Partly sunny skies. Al Franken coming up at 10 o'clock. Open phones underway now with me, Jay Marvin. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Mike Wolf and I were just having this discussion about this. You know what? The jobs that a lot of illegal immigrants are taking are jobs that we would have taken in high school. But now, I mean, we wouldn't go back and we wouldn't take those jobs. And we wonder how many parents have disposable income so they don't say to their kids, you know what, go out and get a part-time job. They'd rather give them money and have them either stay close to home or study or do something else, or they don't feel that they need to. Or how about the situation where when we were growing up, depending on your age, your mother cleaned the house, right? But nowadays, that's kind of gone because your mother doesn't clean the house, because what ends up happening now is you hire somebody to clean the house, and then the person you hire to clean the house or the people you hire to clean the house are illegal. I gave this example early on. I know a woman who lives in California, who rails against illegal immigration, hates it. Yet Mary and I come to find out that the people that come to her house every Thursday are illegals that are cleaning her house. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to go get that kind of a job. I'm not going to go get a job cleaning somebody's house. And I don't think you are either. And as a matter of fact, if you go see that Jennifer Aniston movie, Friends with Money, that's part of the plot of that film, is that she's somebody who cleans houses. And her friends, who all have money, look down on her because they see it as being a nowhere, dead-end career. So would you classify some of these jobs as just being transitional jobs? Like, in other words, you have them, and then you're hoping for something better comes along the line. You know, not that you're going to, like, make a career out of being a housekeeper. I don't know. I don't know, because I'm removed from that. And I think a lot of us are removed from that. Let's go to Jude in Denver. Jude, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Good.
I just had a quick comment on, the guy that was fishing and saying how, just general concept of, they think that illegal immigrants, drain the U.S. economy, which I think is, total BS. You know, these guys come over here working for pitiful wages, and some of it may go back out of this country because they do have families in, Chihuahua. But for the most part, they want to stay here and they want to spend, and they get taxed on everything, just like everybody else. Yet they don't get a tax return,
And you are making a point about something that I should have brought up to him, which is a good point, in that, they are consumers, so they do consume, which does drive the economy. That's number one. The fastest growing entrepreneurship in the United States of America right now is by Hispanics. So that's another point. So, you know what the thing is you're going to pay for this one way or the other. That's the whole point. If you don't pay for it in services, you're going to pay for it in price.
It's true. But just like you were saying earlier, you know, we need to look at, you know, why is this happening? You know, all these U.S. policies and, you know, Mexico's policies as far as the economy is concerned, you know, it's like got to look at policies like NAFTA, you know, that helps produce undocumented immigrants
right.
into the country. You know, it not only allows factories to move out of the U.S. to Mexico, you know, but it also deluged Mexico with agricultural produce from U.S. Agro corporations. You know, small Mexican farmers can't compete with those corporations in Mexico, and they become bankrupt. And when we bankrupt them, you know, how are they going to make their food? How are they going to starve? So they come up here and work for, you know, completely low wages.
You know, the thing gets me about this is here are the two things that keep bothering me, and I could be way off base with this. Okay, the two things that keep bothering me is, first of all, people are coming here to feed themselves and feed their families. Okay,
right.
And what ends up happening in this whole immigration debate is this whole, illegal immigration, undocumented worker debate is, okay, that's lost total sight of. So what you're going to do here is, you know, what people like Tom Tancredo and others and Sensenbrenner want to do is what they want to do is they want to take somebody and they want to make them felons for trying to feed themselves and feed their families. So to me, that's un-American. And to me, that's immoral. That's wrong.
Oh, yeah. They're totally getting victimized. You make it a felony to help these people. You might as well. You're alienating everybody. You know, like priests or like Mexicans going to mass or like Social Security workers. You know, whose kids may immigrants' kids may be American citizens. You know,
I mean, oh, right. I mean, to me, that part's wrong. Then the other thing is, the other thing about it is, and I can't help but feeling this. I really can't help but feeling this. And I know I'll get 1,000 emails over this, and I know I'll get 1,000 calls from people who are going to say this isn't true, but I feel like it is. I feel like there is fear in this and also hatred of people with brown skin.
Oh, of course. It's everywhere. We are still just about segregated today. It's in our schools, at our work. You know, certain things don't fly in, like, these corporations, especially when it comes to brown people. They, you know, I from experience, from myself, being a Latino here in Denver, it is hard, especially coming up, you know, corporations. They think you are some dumb Mexican, and I have had to tell a few bosses that, you know, it's about, like, you know, not compromising your principles, standing for who you are, and it's totally ludicrous, this whole immigration bill.
I mean,
the victim, honestly.
I agree. I mean, I'm just uncomfortable all of it. I mean, I'm uncomfortable the idea of, well, we need to, we're gonna through force of law, we're gonna force people to speak English. I mean, I think English is the thing that is the thing that binds us together. I think it's mm-hmm. I think it's something you should do. I think it's something that you should be required to do for citizenship. But if you're here and you don't want to speak English, and you want to opt out of society as a whole, then, you know, I mean, I just can't see using the government as a coercive agent to go, okay, you know what, all right, I just caught you speaking Spanish, now you're in trouble, here's a ticket.
Of course not.
You know,
if they were really serious,
you better speak English.
Yeah, but if they were really serious, they would have controlled the borders a long time ago when this immigration issue came up before. You know, if they really wanted to force it, they would have did it. But
people who lived there who spoke nothing but Polish. I don't ever remember getting any caller to any talk station I ever worked there saying, you know, I'll tell you what's bothering me. These people are speaking Polish. You know, people in the Polish Triangle. The police department would have to, every once in a while, you know, they'd have to get on the radio and say, we need a Polish-speaking officer. Nobody came forward and said, well, you know what? We object to these people speaking Polish. You want to get ahead in this society. You want to be an American citizen. You want to move forward. You learn to speak English. But we don't go around like the brain police, the thought police, and we don't bust people because they don't speak English. And I really believe this, and this could put me at odds with everybody out there, but I believe there's paranoia, fear, and to some degree, hatred. Some degree, hatred of Hispanics of people from Mexico, Latin America, that is involved in this conversation and that keeps us from working this thing out. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. More your...
Gotta get away, get out and play.
Get out and play. Get away and rip it up at the 11th annual New Belgian Brewing Fruita Fat Tire Festival, April 27th through the 30th in Fruita, Colorado. Yeah, Fruita, one of the top 10 biking cities in the U.S. with the best single track on the planet. Come dig the dirt during the Fruita Fat Tire Festival.
Gotta get away. Get out and play. Fruita, Colorado today.
If you haven't ridden the planet's best single track, do it during the Fruita Fat Tire Festival, April 27th through the 30th in Fruita, Colorado. Just take I-70 until you hit Fruita Exit 19. Then follow the party till you get to registration. Ride the epic Fruita single track. Get swag. Party with your friends. Do it all at the Fruita Fat Tire Festival, April 27th through the 30th in Fruita, Colorado.
Gotta get away. Get out and play. Fruita, Colorado today. Yeah.
It's the big one.
Saturday, May 13th, Marta Shank Car Wash at Alameda and Harlan in Lakewood presents the giant Cinco de Mayo car show. Cars, bikes, trucks, bombs, rods, everything on wheels. There's a live DJ, great food, hydraulic hop-off sponsored by Roberts Wheels and Tires, and tons of cash and prizes. Get your car washed or detailed while you check out the hot rods. It's Saturday, May 13th from 11 to 6. Go to MartaShankCarWash.com for information and a free register. That's MartisShang CarWash.com or call 303-727-8495.
And playing for home field advantage in a key matchup against the Orlando Predators, Sunday, April 30th at Pepsi Center. The game's been moved from Friday to Sunday, April 30th, with a special 4 p.m. start. So bring your family, bring your friends, and bring out your Orange Crush power to cheer on the Crush to victory over the Orlando Predators. Get your tickets now by calling Ticketmaster 303-830-TIXS or log on to Ticketmaster.com or ColoradoCrush.com.
Ebert and Roper proclaim two big thumbs up for the extraordinary United 93. Richard Roper calls it the best movie so far this year. And Roger Ebert says, United 93 left me shaken, moved, and filled with respect. This is a great act of filmmaking. The New Yorker magazine calls it stunning, a tremendous experience. United 93 fully honors what was original and spontaneous and brave in the passengers' refusal to go quietly. Newsweek hails, this is first-rate, visceral filmmaking. And Time magazine declares United 93 unmissable.
I am on a plane that has been hijacked.
From acclaimed director Paul Greengrass.
We have a plane headed toward the Capitol.
This is a national emergency.
We're at war with someone.
Comes the extraordinary story of the heroes who saved the nation's capital.
We gotta do something.
We have to go very
okay.
fast.
Oh, come on. Let's go.
United 93 from Universal Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters tomorrow.
What your car is really saying, number six, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and Bible school, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy. Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it.
This Thursday through Sunday, shop Checker's huge four-day sale and get 5 quarts of Shell motor oil with a Pennzoil filter for just $7.99 after rebate with coupon. A 160-piece mechanics tool set for only $39.99, a 3-gallon air compressor for just $79.99, and 5 packs of shop towels or Permatex hand cleaner. Buy one, get one free. Want a great sale? We got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:34, 34 minutes past the hour. High today, 72, partly sunny skies. Hey, you can win an eco trip to Costa Rica. Sign up now at am760.net. J. Marvin here, and I had a winner again this morning. I had a winner every morning. It's great. All right, let's get back to the phones, open phones. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. And we go to Eric in Lakewood. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey.
Hey, definitely get some Hag and play it.
Yeah, you know, they don't have much Merle Haggard in here, but I'm going to have to bring some in because I got a ton of his stuff.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love it when you play the old-time country.
Oh, you know what, man? That's all I listen to.
Oh, me too. Me too, yeah. When I listen to music, I listen to AM 760 all the time now.
You know, that's all I listen to is like old-time country music, Lefty Frizzell, Merle Haggard,
oh, yeah,
Webb Pierce, Ray Price.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest.
Connie Smith. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, plenty good. Hey, listen, something that really tied all this stuff together for me is the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman with John Perkins is the author.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I saw him at the Tattered Cover last night, and he's going to be at DU tonight.
Yeah, he was on Boyle's show this morning. We tried him. Yeah, we tried to get him but couldn't get him.
Ah, I'll be darned. Okay. I would really encourage all the listeners to go see him tonight at DU at 5 o'clock, or if not, if they can't make it to that, get the book and read it, because it really tied in, our whole dependence on gas, the corporatocracy that we're living in, immigration, the whole thing. I liked your last caller bringing up NAFTA and CAFTA. All the closing the borders and all this other stuff is putting a Band-Aid on the real problem.
Well, we're all of this stuff from the oil problems, from the problems in the Middle East, to what's going on in Latin America, to what's going on in Mexico. We're all reaping what we sowed. We're all reaping what we sowed by going into those countries, and instead of acting in the best interests of humanity, we acted in the best interest of American business interests.
Exactly, and we've got to put pressure on our corporations and our government to leave Hugo Chavez alone, to leave Evo Morales alone.
Right, exactly.
Do business with them, but, we've got to keep our corporations out of there, and we've got to put pressure on to do it. And there's so many things. John Perkins is a man that was a good part of the problem for years, and now he's come clean, and he's a man with some solutions too. There's a lot of little things we can do that he brought up. Don't drink bottled water. Put CF compact fluorescent light bulbs on our houses. Go solar. Be aware of not buying sweatshop clothes. Of course, the big one, Walmart. Don't shop there. Just be aware and start putting pressure on government and corporations. He mentioned a couple of websites that things have actually changed, which was encouraging to me because, quite frankly, I get pretty depressed. I think we've gone too far sometimes. But things have changed. He mentioned a Rainforest Action Network that actually has changed the procedures at Boise Cascade and Home Depot.
Right.
I mean, things can happen if we get behind people.
Well, you get organized, I've long said this on the show. I've said it for a long time. Pick something in some area that is close to your heart that you find is critical and get involved in it
exactly.
In order to make a change in the country. I mean, for Mary and I, it's Media Matters for America.
Cool.
It's the ACLU.
Right.
It's individual candidates running for office in November.
Oh, yeah.
It's Amnesty International. It's Citizens United for Separation of Church and State.
Right.
It's People for the American Way.
Right.
I mean, we're contributors in all of those organizations. So find something that's close to your heart and become a signatory and, get involved and get with it. I mean, and if we all do that, we'll move mountains, man. We'll make things happen.
We can do it. We can do it. And, all those organizations that you mentioned, when I can, I give, and I'm very active politically now. I think, number one, we got to get these idiots out of Washington. We're not going to get anything done or very little until we get them out. But, prioritize it, I guess.
Well, we got to make a change in November. That's the key.
Without a doubt.
That's the big thing that's got to happen, man. We're going to have to shift this country in November and get some people in there who are going to come up with a sane American policy, not the insane American policy that we've got going on now.
Oh, exactly. And we got to keep our Democrats' feet to the fire too.
Oh yeah, I agree.
We gotta even if we get control, we got to keep their feet to the fire.
Yeah, I just maintain we'll get more of what we want out of them than we will out of the Republicans.
Well, yeah, with Republicans, number one, conservative, that's a misnomer. There's nothing conservative about conservatives anymore.
No.
We got to get some good progressive people in there and got to keep pressure on them.
I agree, man. Great call. Thanks.
Hey, thanks,
appreciate
Jay.
It.
And then have your listeners go see him. He's a very, very impressive, inspiring man.
You got it.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
Thanks, Jay.
Bye. Let's go to Lisa in Denver. Lisa, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, just on the music front, I like Jerry Jeff Walker.
Oh, I like Jerry Jeff Walker, too, a lot.
Yeah, he's kind of an unknown, sort of a grassroots kind of guy.
Yep.
But, you know, the ironic thing is that back in the 1850s, Colorado was begging waves of immigrants to come in and farm the land. The Russians, Germans, that's how the Japanese came, and we have so many farms in Colorado that are Japanese-owned. But all those people wanted to eventually own their own farming land, and that's why the farmers put their heads together and went to Mexico and started getting Mexicans who were being, you know, persecuted by the Spanish government and asked them to come to Colorado and help us out with our farming problems because it's so labor-intensive. And they would work here for the summer and get the crops up, and then they'd go back to Mexico.
Right.
And so it's just so hypocritical for us to be talking about it now like it's a plight on us when we were begging them to come here, you know, 100 years ago. And the other thing I'd like to say is, slightly different perspective, is I'm married to a British person, and, you know, every single person that he knows, it started out as an illegal immigrant here in Colorado. So if you put a immigration raid on rugby pitches or the streets of London Bar or places where white immigrants hang out, you know, are we really mad about the fact that they're illegal immigrants, or are they brown? And that's the part that I hate, is the inherent racism. It's just so sick.
I wonder about that, too. How come illegal immigrants from Europe and from Eastern Europe are never brought up or from Canada are never brought up in any of this discussion?
That's right. In Denver, we have a lot. We have a lot of Russian illegal immigrants. I mean, I'm sure that there's plenty of countries that are represented in big numbers all around the country, but we just seem to focus on the people that are from Mexico and from Central and South America like they're a problem for us. And they're not. I mean, they're contributing so much to our state and our nation. We should be saying thank you.
Well, we also have the same view towards Cubans. They have the wet foot, dry foot policy. So Cubans are not, you know, are permitted into the United States. If they're able to touch ground, they're permitted in. Where you don't have that for people from Latin America or from Mexico.
Right.
So there's all these double standards. And the immigration, you know, coming through here and doing it legally, it takes forever and a day. That system needs to be streamlined. The whole thing needs to be overhauled. But I think people in their hearts need to ask themselves, they need to ask themselves what all of this is based on and what their real true concerns are, and about, are they attacking the right person or people when they go after people who are coming here simply because they need or want to feed themselves, or they want a better life, or would they be much better served in attacking the people who draw up the policies that have led us to this situation, and the people who draw up the policies who apparently are having a hard time getting us out of this situation. That's all I would ask people to consider.
Yeah, you hit that's just the bullseye right there. And I think that as much as people who are in power right now can confuse the average person by putting a color onto it or making us afraid of what we're going to be losing instead of what we're gaining. But we need to stop that by getting rid of them all.
Yep, I agree. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
All right,
Bye. Appreciate
it. One line open at 303-713-7600. 944, 16 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4900. 720-266-4910.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
M760, Progressive Talk.
Refinancing, remodeling, relocating? KeyBank has borrowing options and advice you'll feel right at home with.
If you're suffering from thinning hair, I've just got one question for you. Why? I mean, Proceed wants you to try their new powerful formula, risk-free, so you can actually see yourself develop thicker, fuller hair. We're so confident you'll see results after just one application that we're giving you Proceed to try completely risk-free. You just use Proceed one time, and you won't need another application for 3 months. That's right, use it once and forget about it for months. We could tell you about men across America who are enjoying thicker, fuller hair thanks to Proceed, but we want you to see the power of Proceed firsthand. So try it risk-free and get a free bottle of our innovative volumizing shampoo today. You'll see results after your first application, guaranteed. Just call 1-800-492-3423. Face it, with this offer, there's no excuse for thinning hair, because now you can try it completely risk-free. That's 1-800-492-3423. 1-800-492-3423.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-500-1093. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-500-1093. 1-800-500-1093.
Front range. I mean, over 500 units. Everything you can think of on that lot. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. They'll also show you Carfax, which will show you everything you need to know about the automobile. So there's no secrets. When we went out there and bought our car from Rockies here a couple of months ago, 2 or 3 months ago, Mary asked Colby out there, said, hey, can we see Carfax? And he said, sure, and showed it right to us. Rockies is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so you get an extra hour of Rockies shopping power. But if you come close to 9, they'll stay late, and you'll be fine. Rockies Autos, check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. See the inventory, pre-qualify for a car loan, look at their TV commercials, and read their business philosophy. Rockies Autos, there's just no better place to go. I'm out there all the time. They're my friends, and I'm glad and very, very happy and proud to talk about them. We're, you know, they're not only my friends, but I've also bought from them. Mary and I have bought from them. We have sent our friends to them. There's no better place to get the best bang for your buck than Rockies Autos. Check them out. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Big sign out front there. You can't miss it. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Check out AutoSmart, Denver's largest program vehicle outlet. Browse through a variety of over 300 low-mileage 05 and 06s under full factory warranty. See their ad in the newspaper or log on to buyautosmart.com. That's buyautosmart.com.
Regency Windows. Regency Windows.
What a gorgeous statement the Regency Bristol Window makes. Hi, this is Dave Logan. I had the Bristol triple pane window put in my entire home, not only because of the energy savings, but because of the way they look. Regency Bristol Windows is making it as easy as possible for you to put them in your home. For a limited time, for every two windows you buy, you get one absolutely free. Call right now at 303-233-0833.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
This is Al Franken. Want to have breakfast with me and Jay Marvin? Find out how to win on am760.net.
Closing moments here at 9:49, 11 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones with me, Jay Marvin. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. I always say that a lot, right? Appreciate it. And let's go to Lisa in Arvada. Hi, Lisa. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thank you.
Sure.
I wanted to say that I agree with you and your previous callers on this issue. I think they're using it to further divide us. We have a new intolerance in town, and it just seems to carry over into this subject. And I'm from New Mexico. I grew up close to the border. So I've really not known any other, you know, culture or lifestyle except for the Hispanic and Mexican culture. And I think people that are afraid of it are really missing out because they have a lot to offer. The family, you know, is just huge about their culture. Their food, of course, is wonderful. You know, their celebration of life. And there's just so many things about the culture that we just miss out on, you know, with our fear. And, you know, nobody wanting to learn the language is ridiculous because Americans are so arrogant when it comes to English. I mean, I travel a lot and I go to other countries and it's amazing how accommodating they are for Americans. And yet we are so unaccommodating for any other culture or language, you know, to come into our country.
Well, I wonder what would happen. I mean, do people get paranoid or do they get upset if they're like in an elevator, you know, in an office building or they're out somewhere in public and two people are standing there and they're speaking French or German?
No, it's Spanish. It's always Spanish.
I mean, do we go to them, excuse me, are you here legally? No, we assume they're tourists, right?
Exactly. It's amazing when people get paranoid when Spanish is being spoken behind their back. It's, you know, learn the language if it makes you that nervous.
I don't know. The whole thing, there must be something wrong with me because I'm just not as, you know, I'm concerned about it. I think we should have secure borders. I think we should iron this problem out. But the peripheral things that go along with it just don't bother me like they seem to bother other people. Like, it doesn't bother me that when I go into the pharmacy that they have signs in Spanish and English. That just doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me that if I'm, you know, if I'm in some place and two of the employees are Hispanic and they're speaking Spanish, it doesn't bother me. And I wonder if it, you know, I wonder why it bothers other people. I mean, I wonder why it is that if people go in to a pharmacy, for instance, and they see a sign for, you know, signing up for, you know, Medicare, and the Medicare thing, or the hours that they're open, and they're in English and Spanish, why do people get worked up over that?
I just think it's this intolerance that we've just grown accustomed to and let control us. And, you know, like you said, in other countries around the world, most citizens speak 2 to 5 languages. We are, you know, we're one of the only civilized countries in the world that only require one language. And, I mean, you know, even Far East Asia, there's signs in bus stations, train stations, and airports in 5 or 6 languages, and English is always one of them. So I think it's just an arrogance of Americans that don't want to do anything but learn English. And I think it's laziness, and I think it's, you know, a lot of uneducated people, you know. And I'm very extreme on this position because I just think people need to learn more about other cultures and, you know, just forget that we're white.
You know, it's just xenophobia, I guess. I guess that's what it is. Lisa, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay. Let's go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Ron, how are you?
You were talking about the, you know, the younger kids, you know, teenagers not wanting to work in certain areas. My daughter worked for a fast food restaurant like a lot of other kids in the Columbine area of Littleton. And one of the things she ran into was some of the older managers and stuff. Hey, nice young teenage girls, let's sexually harass or hit up on them. And a lot of girls says, hey, I don't need that. And probably a lot of the kids won't do that. And there's some undocumented, you know, female that'll come in, and then he can get away with that because she won't report it she'll be deported.
I'm sure some of that goes on, but I don't think that goes on a large-scale basis.
You heard about the murder here in one of the sandwich shops in Columbine, where 4 kids were killed in a submarine sandwich shop, and the kids were left working alone until 11 o'clock at night.
Well,
The security, you know, it was, you know, where was the managers?
Well, I mean, you know, I have no way to answer that because I don't know. I mean, I don't know where the managers were, you know, at that time. But I know that when I was a teenager, I worked late hours. It was a different world, but I worked late hours.
It's a different world.
But there was always adult supervision there. But, you know, your first part about sexual harassment, I think, is like way, I think, is pretty much off the beam.
Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up, real the thing about the immigration and stuff, is I always hear about the right really making a big thing about it, but yet you look at these big corporate churches, you know, that have 4,000 seat auditoriums, and the evangelicals, they are doing one outstanding job converting the Hispanic. even, you know, they got the Catholic Church.
But not all Hispanics are illegals.
No. But I'm saying that they're hitting the Hispanic population, whether legal or illegal, and a lot of them are converting over to mainline Protestantism.
Well, they're free to do that.
Oh, yeah. But it's amazing that the same people, you know, that are doing this are the same ones, you know, from that group that'll put down the immigration issue, but yet they'll convert them and they join us.
Well,
because you look at some of the big corporate churches in town here, and they've got special Spanish services, and you get 5,000 people in there.
But I don't know that the Anglo members of those churches are griping about immigration. I don't know that.
But they aren't, because if you read Exodus, I'll tell you what, a lot of them believe in the Bible. You look at Exodus chapter 21 and chapter 20, is that you're supposed to treat people with respect and strangers in the land. Read those two chapters if you're ever interested.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call. Do we got time to squeeze one more in here? Let me go to Doug in Denver. Doug, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. You got about a minute. Go.
Hello?
Yeah, go.
I just wanted to talk about the gas price thing, Jay. I guess what kind of scares me is the fact that there's really no other option that we have against these gas, you know, oil companies and everything, and they can basically charge us what they want for, you know, a gallon of gas. I mean, what is to stop them from charging $5, $10, you know, $50 a gas, because people have to put gasoline in their cars
certainly not this administration.
Yeah, and the thing I think that we can do as, as people or whatever, is really urge, you know, public and mass transportation usage and stuff like that. And I don't think, you know, that we really concentrate on that enough. And the fact that, you know, if we use that or whatever, then, you know, people, they don't have the ability to charge us what they want, because then, you know, we don't have to use their product, basically, and they've got... You know, they don't have that against us, I guess.
Well, you know, if there's no demand, you're right. They can't get the money for it if there's no demand. And there are signs that people in the cities that do have mass transit are turning more to it now with the high gas prices. Ridership across the nation is reported to be going up. So that's a pretty good sign. You know, you just kind of watch your driving and just try to cut down on unnecessary driving and unnecessary trips. And, you know, hopefully, but it's rough for a lot of people, man, who live like a long, long way, you know, from work. I mean, it's very, very tough for them to pull that off. Hey, thank you, Doug. I appreciate it, man. Have a good day, and thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Al Franken is coming up next, back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here. Open phone Friday tomorrow. Anything you want to talk about tomorrow, all morning long. Have a great day.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
I'm at an internet cafe asking folks, what's the craziest story somebody's told you when they needed money?
Last week, my cousin called and said she left her purse on the Ferris wheel.
And you sent the money?
Sent the money online through Western Union.
Well, each time you send money to someone or use Quick Collect, you're automatically entered into the Western Union Million Dollar Giveaway, where you could win $1
million. $1 million? What do I have to do?
You're already entered. You could be a millionaire.
Thank you.
Ma'am, this is not increasing your chances. The next time someone calls you with a story, go into any of over 48,000 U.S. Western Union agents. Locations. Dial 1-800-CALL-CASH or go to WesternUnion.com, because when you send money to someone or use Quick Collect, you'll automatically be entered into the Western Union Million Dollar Giveaway. For more details, go to WesternUnion.com.